basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Now, with tonight's game, here's Scott Mason.
Yeah, it's me, for sure. It's not football season, it's basketball season, and I am making my 2021-2022 basketball debut, and I was driving here on the way to the gymnasium tonight, and I saw a friend of mine walking on the side of the road. He looked like he had nothing better to do, so I grabbed him. I said, hey, let's go ahead and head up the Crow's Nest at West Burlington High School. He said, all right.
Get me out of the cold.
It's Brad Honig. Have you ever done this? I think you have, haven't you?
I think we did one a few years ago.
I thought we did, too. So, yeah, Brad and I go way back. We're classmates, been friends since we were about, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Probably,
and he's always been taller than me. But the reason he's important tonight is because I'll call the X's and O's. He'll talk about the Jacks and the Joes because he knows basketball like John Flaherty knows football. And so while I follow the ball, he's here to help fill in the blanks. But we're here for a doubleheader, Gerboy doubleheader, starting here in about 10 minutes between the New London Tigers and the West Burlington Falcons. The girls will play first. The Tigers are 0-17, still looking for their first victory here in 21-22. 0-9 in the Southeast Conference or Southeast Iowa Super Conference Southern Division. West Burlington is 10-5 and 8-4. West Burlington currently 3.5 games out of first place behind the number 17 in Class 1A, the Notre Dame Nikes. But, Brad, when you look at these two teams, squared off earlier this year in New London, a game that was a little bit closer, I should say wasn't really all that close, which was kind of an aberration for how New London has been. As you look at their scores, they've played very well at home, except for West Burlington, which won 70-20. They've struggled on the road. Talking about a team that's still got maybe belief that they can compete for a division championship, this is going to be a tough task for New London. And better yet, it's a wonderful opportunity for West Burlington to hold serve at home and keep themselves in a race.
Yeah, I think just looking at their roster and not knowing too much about New London themselves, it looks like a fairly young group of girls. Like you said, they're averaging just over 20 points a game. If you just look at back on the history of this program, when Dwayne Blinton had his groups in there, they're always fairly competitive. I'm sure they're pretty disciplined, and it's just a learning curve. West Burlington brings in some experience from a state tournament team last year, athletic, and have been through the battles. And when you come in with a large number of young girls and inexperienced, it kind of shows up.
Yeah, New London has struggled this year, being outscored to the tune of 60-25. Their closest game this year was a 5-point loss at home in their fourth game of the year to Columbus by the score of 48-43. On the other side of the ledger, West Burlington, as Brad said, a 21 state tournament team sitting at 10-5 overall, 8-4 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference's South Division. However, have lost three in a row, losing at Central Lee by one, lost at home to Notre Dame by 13, and then lost at Holy Trinity by 16, which was a shocking score as you look at it. A team that West Burlington had beaten here in West Burlington by 25 goes to Fort Madison and gets walloped by 15.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and even that, look at some of those programs, Central Lee, Holy Trinity. Those are teams that, at least when I was coaching, got better as the year went along. Jay Baldwin is now coaching at Central Lee, and he had Holy Trinity when I did, and they were always good, and they improved as the year went along. Central Lee, it doesn't matter what sport they're in, they get better as the year goes. So I'm not quite sure what happened down there. My understanding, there were some mental mistakes, but that's just how it goes. You got to keep moving. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you just because it's coming to the end of the year.
Well, and it's tough for a couple of reasons. You look at it at where you are in the season, two, maybe three regular season games left. You start the season 10-2, then you lose a heartbreaker to Central Lee, 55-54. Then you take on the number 7 team of the state. You play them tough, but you lose by 13. And now it has started to maybe snowball. And you say this with all due respect to New London, but if you were going to catch a team that's still looking for its first win of the year, this would be it. When you're trying to get right and turn that ship around,
sure,
the team that was 10-2 needs to reassert itself leading into the postseason here in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee that New London's coaching staff reminded them exactly what you just said. They started 10-2. They've lost three straight. They got us the first time, but the teams they've lost to here recently, West Burlington won the first game. So I think the important thing is for West Burlington to come out of this losing streak is you got to look at, Riley's really the only senior. Riley Richards is the only senior out there, but you got McKenna Marlowe, you got Abby Bentz,
Lauren Summers.
You got people that were on that group last year, that the Duazo girl, she's a physical presence down low, and those are the people that they need to lean on to get this thing back on track.
So I'm going to tell a little story. You know, you and I, we just turned 50 in the last 12 months, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so Isabella Callison was in daycare with my son.
Okay.
So that's how Isabella Callison, who hopefully you'll hear her name this year, or tonight I should say, number 22, went to daycare with my son all of 14,
that
almost
old.
15 years
yep.
ago. So, it puts things in perspective. Start to see kids that were babies when I first met them now playing high school basketball. Just a little aside,
I gotcha,
as we get ready for a tip-off, hitting 50. That was kind of a shot to the gut for some of us anyway. But, yeah, tonight, the first of two, obviously, in the boys' game, we'll touch on it very quickly. New London comes in at 11-1, ranked 13th in the state, if you will. Received votes, did not crack the top 10. The only South Division team, I should say, that's in the top 10 right now would be Danville. New London tied at 10-1 with the Bears. So a big game coming up on the boys' side when you look at this here in a couple of hours, talking about New London trying to keep pace probably with Danville, who hosts Holy Trinity tonight. Holy Trinity 3-9 in the division.
If this game's anything like the last one, I was at the last game up in New London. It was an overtime game, fantastic ball game. They got at it. Both teams went at it defensively. Both teams shot the ball fairly well. Very clean game, competitive. And New London, I believe New London just hit more shots at the end and won. I mean, it was close. I want to say it was a 2 or 3 point game. So if it's anything like it was a few weeks ago, last month, very competitive ball game. Should be fun.
50-47 was your final score a month ago between these two teams on the boys' side. But we've got a girls' game to go. We're going to step away for about 3 minutes. That'll give us some time to catch our breath, get used to this new basketball pace. We'll also have the starting lineups, probably while we're away, as well as the starting lineup when we come back. If not, we'll take you through those. But tip time is coming up in about 1 minute right here. You're listening to West Burlington Falcon Girls Basketball on KBUR 1490 and 99.3 on the FM dial.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Starting lineups have been announced, but we're about ready for tonight's national anthem. I would tell you if it was football season, Brad, that it's sponsored. I've already forgotten who the sponsor was of the national anthem, but it was sponsored during football season, not tonight. I'm just killing time now until they drop the flag all the way down and start the national anthem. When we come out of the national anthem, we will let you listen right along with us. When we come out of that, we'll tell you about tonight's starting lineups for the girls' game between the Tigers and the Falcons. Alongside Brad Honig, I'm Scott Mason, and it's about ready for tip-off here at West Burlington High School between the Falcons and the New London Tigers. The Tigers come in 0-17, as we said before, 0-9 in the South Division of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference. Head coach is Terry Hester Matthews, and her starting lineup tonight include at guard number 1, Natalie Burden. At the other guard, number 3, Ashlyn McSorley. Emma Nye and Cameron Lair will be your forwards, and Sophie Malott will be the girl in the middle. For West Burlington, head coach John Vandenberg and his 10-5 Falcons 8-4 in the South Division. They'll start McKenna Marlowe and Isabella Brofus in the backcourt. Riley Richards and Abby Bench on the Bents, on the wings, and Stacy Zawo in the paint. And we're underway as West Burlington will win the tip, and we're playing basketball here at West Burlington High School. A 2-3 zone defense out of the gate for New London to try and force the offense of West Burlington on the perimeter. And right away a turnover, a steal by Emma Nye. She gets it to Ashley McSorley, who brings it across the timeline. She'll loft it far corner to Natalie Burton. All the way around the court, in on the block. Tried to get it into Sophie Malott, and it was stolen by Zawo. Quickly ahead come the Falcons, 2-on-1 the other way. Up and off the glass, in transition, is Isabella Blofus off the glass, and it's 2-0 Falcons.
Isabella got up limping a little bit off of that one.
Not quite a minute into this one. West Burlington breaks out on top, 2-0. Here's a lob, right side, 12-footer good by Malott. Sophie Malott with the first two for New London, I should say. And we're tied at 2.
Looks like Isabella might be coming out.
She'll be replaced by Taryn Havner. So Havner will enter the ball game for the first time tonight. Not even a minute in. 2 points, but potentially an injury that may keep Blofus on the sideline for a bit. Passing around the perimeter as West Burlington get it in the lane to Riley Richards. Richards tried to get to Zawo, had to run it down in the far corner, and they'll reset. Top of the key, now near side to Havner. Bounce pass, far side to Bents. Bents will drive right baseline, up and over her defender, actually through the defender, who's going to get called for her foul. That's going to be called a number one, Natalie Burton, her first, the team's first, and that'll send Bents to the line to shoot a pair. Dribbles twice, spins it, dribbles once more, and through the net it goes. West Burlington back on top, 3-2.
82, just about 82.5%.
Second one on the way, neither one of them hit the rim, and it's 4-2.
This is going to be the difference.
Little three-quarter court pressure, 1-2-2 zone for West Burlington. Broken easily this time by the Tigers. McSorley will set it up, top of the key between the circles. Lofts it near side to Nye. Tried to throw it across the lane to Burton. Tapped out of the air and pulled down by Bents. Now Bents will should have been called for a double dribble. Was not. Instead, gets it top of the key. Near side, Havner, and she'll reset. Rotated all the way around to the far corner to Richards. Back to Marlowe. Marlowe thought about the long three. Instead, they reverse it near side to Bents, who dribbles top of the key. Havner with it now. Back to Bents. Between the circles, she'll reset against the 2-3 zone. Marlowe now near corner to Richards. Top of the key to Bents. Had it stripped. Got it back. Marlowe comes up with it. Tried to get it into Zawo on the left block and threw it out of bounds.
It's good patience defensively and offensively by both groups.
Again, a little token pressure for West Burlington and creates a turnover in the front court. Thrown away as Bents able to step into a passing lane and get in a pickoff, a steal. They work it into the right block to Riley Richards, who goes up and over a defender. Got fouled on the way up by number 20, Cameron Lair. That's her first and the team's second.
Riley, good post position down low. She's shooting just under 53% from the line, so...
Richards first on the way, and it's good. Her first point of the night makes it 5-2 in favor of the Falcons.
Looks a little bit better than a 53% free throw shooter, in my opinion.
That was pretty smooth. Although that one did hit rim, the first two did not. Second one is missed. Rebound thrown from going out of bounds by Bents and thrown to McSorley for New London. Has it stripped by Marlowe, and I think it went off of McSorley's foot.
Looked like it
did.
Yep.
And it'll go to West Burlington on the turnover. So Marlowe to inbound, to Bents, to Marlowe, and she'll set up the offense near midcourt. Back to Bents, now far corner to Richards. Bents, far corner to Marlowe. She'll take the long three, no good, too short. Rebound tapped around, fought for, coming up with it for New London is Cameron Lair, who's going to be tied up by Richards, and on the alternate possession, it'll go to the Tigers. 5-2, almost 3 minutes into the first quarter. This game was a 70-20 result in New London, so the Tigers trying to find a way to keep it close for as long as possible. Put themselves in a position to win in the fourth quarter. Here's Burton, top of the key, gets it near elbow to Emma Nye for the long three, no good. Rebound, Marlowe pushes good it quickly catch. Ahead. Rainbow pass to Richards, she missed the bunny. And the rebound fought for, pulled down by Bentz, but I think they're going to catch Abby Bentz going over the back.
I think that's one thing you're going to see with this group, this West Burlington group. They like to get the ball out front, get up and down the court.
First foul on Bentz, first on the Falcons. 5-2, West Burlington on top. 4:40 remaining. Here's a throwaway, turnover back to the Falcons. Quickly hit, comes Taryn Havner off the glass, no good. Rebound Bentz, got fouled by McSorley on the way up. That'll be Ashland's first and the third on the Tigers. And for the third time, a foul committed that sends the Falcons to the line for two.
Abby with the rebound there. She's getting about 8.5 of those per game. So not a bad job for her.
Abby 3-for-3 from the line to start. 6-2, Falcons on top. Bentz's second on the way, now 4-for-4 from the line, and it's 7-2, biggest lead of the night at 5 points thus far for the Falcons. New London being patient in the backcourt, almost a throwaway. McSorley with it, tries to dribble through a double team, can't do it. Now a 3-on-1 the other way, McSorley able to knock it away as Havner tried to get it ahead to Bentz, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Falcons, but it'll be a tougher opportunity for two. Marlow to inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Zawo up and off the glass. Way too easy for Stacey Zawo. Her first two of the night, and it's 9-2. It's a 7-0 run for West Burlington. Quickly head comes the Tigers. Travel got away with it, but threw it away to Zawo. Did Sophie Malott. Here comes Bentz across the timeline. Looks behind her. Now reverses direction. Near side, Havner. Near corner, Zawo. Back to Havner. Now near corner to Bentz. She'll try a long three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Abby Bentz with 7. And it's 12-2. The run is now 10-0.
Just enough of a pass fake to shift that zone to get her open in the corner.
Malott ahead in the lane to Lair. Up and off the glass is good as New London able to break that pressure that time. Stops the run at 10-0 and it's 12-4.
They broke that pressure twice fairly easy so far in this first quarter.
3.5 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. Havner with it beyond the three-point arc. Bounce pass across the way to Marlowe. Marlowe will direct the offense between the circles. Back to Havner. Now dribbles with her left hand, left side to Marlowe. Tries to go down the lane. Lost it, but recovered by Riley Richards in the lane. Puts it up and off the glass. The bunny is good. And it's back up to a 10-point lead at 14-4. New London breaks the pressure again. Now wide open far corner is Sophie Malott. Her 16-footer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Zawo. Zawo ahead to Marlowe. Marlowe pushes it ahead to Bentz. Pump fake up in between a couple of defenders. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Got her second shot blocked. And now they're going to call a jump ball as Bentz and Malott come down four hands on the basketball.
That's one thing. Abby's not going to give up down there. She's pretty good at using her body, getting to the basket. And she's not going to give up just because she misses the shot.
Bentz off the inbound pass. Going to take a 17-footer. It's good from the left baseline. And it's 16-4. Abby Bentz now with 9 to lead all scorers. Wholesale changes. We'll get to them as they touch the basketball for New London. Just as I learned all their names, I have to learn 4 more. And here's a new one. Miley Miller on the back end of the pressure. Up and in for the first two of the night for her. And it's 16-6. Marlowe, Bentz, far side Richards, back to Bentz. Gets a screen from Zawo, now rotated all the way around to Havner. Havner top of the key to Marlowe. She'll try a long three from the right elbow. It's good. McKenna Marlowe with her first three of the night. And it's 19-6. The lead now 13. Under 2 minutes remaining here in the opening eight. Miley Miller across the timeline, guarded by Bentz. And
step
they're going to say line. Miller stepped on the sideline.
Defensive pressure is what this group is about. I mean, they're going to pressure you up until the point where this game's probably going to be out of reach.
It's a 13-point lead right now for West Burlington. Bounce pass in on the left block to Marlowe. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to Bentz. had it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and now the officials looking at each other for help. It's an interesting thing that the official who had it knocked out of bounds right in front of him didn't see it. So he's asking for help, and neither of the other two officials who were 30 feet from the play didn't see it, and so it's called a jump ball to go to New London. Now there's a throwaway out of bounds, run down by Bentz, however. Ahead to Marlowe, 2-on-1, up and off the glass. McKenna Marlowe now with 5, and it's 21-6. Now a 30-second timeout going to be called by head coach Terry Hester-Matthews as the lead has ballooned all the way up to 15 with a 1:24 remaining here in the first quarter.
Well, I think some of the things you're seeing, at least we're seeing in this game so far, is the West Burlington pressure and the three-quarter court is probably a little too much for this New London group. And they're spreading them out. They're making some long passes, which gives the athleticism and the speed of this West Burlington group enough time to get underneath those passes and get them for easy layups.
And this is one of those games, too, where you know on both sides of the bench, whether you're New London or West Burlington, the discrepancy right now in talent level, and I'm not trying to be mean, it's just if you're here, you see it. And so your worst fear right now is probably being realized by New London as you see this lead balloon to 15 for West Burlington. On the other side, you're accomplishing what you wanted to do early as a 15-footer from the right side is good for Emma Nye. If you're the Falcons, you wanted to come out, and in games like this, you want to send a message you're not going to compete tonight.
Especially on a three-game losing streak. You want to come out and be crisp. You're nearing the end of that, and the end of the season towards tournament time. You want to improve.
Here's Bentz from the left block up and over a defender. It's good. She's into double figures already. She's got 11. It's 23-8 West Burlington. New London gets it across the timeline, but a throwaway from Morgan Jones to Havner, who takes it the other way. And Taryn Havner, off the turnover at midcourt, takes the layup, and it's 25-8.
Long passes.
Well, in two dribbles and stopping, because they're unsure of where they want to go with the basketball. 15 seconds remaining first quarter. Runner in the lane by Jones is no good. Rebound, however, and a putback no good. Another rebound and a putback no good. And finally, a third time. Second for Miley Miller is up and off the glass and good. It's 25-10 with 2 seconds. 1 second. Long three-pointer from midcourt by Marlowe goes off the front of the rim. And that's how the first eight go in the books. West Burlington goes on a 10-0 run early in quarter number one. They go to the second quarter leading 25-10. You're listening to Falcon High School Basketball, girls style, on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at West Burlington High School, Falcon Gymnasium, where Abby Bentz has come out of the gates strong. 11 points, the only person in double figures right now. She's leading the Falcons. McKenna Marlowe with 5. Riley Richards, 3, and a pair apiece for Stacey Zawo, Taryn Havner, and Isabella Bloffles. Miley Miller has 4 for New London, while M and I, Cameron Lahren, Sophie Malott, all have 2 apiece. Falcons start the second quarter with the basketball, moving right to left on your radio dial. Richards at the free throw line, still a 2-3 zone for New London. Havner almost walked, instead threw it to Richards, went through Richards' hands, out of bounds. It'll go to the Tigers on the turnover. So New London going to try and find a way to work their way back into this ball game. It's 25-10, a half a minute into the second quarter, but they're not going to do it by throwing it away to Abby Bentz. She gets the steal, dribbles end-to-end, up and off the glass, no good, but got fouled on the way up by Sophie Malott.
Looked like on that turnover on New London's end, there's just a slight hesitation on that pass. Had she thrown it when she wanted to throw it, it probably would have been a decent pass for a decent shot, but Abby jumped in the way off the pass fake.
Bent's now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. She's got a dozen, and it's 26-10. Second one on the way, also good. Now a baker's dozen for you foodies out there like me who are 70 to 100 pounds overweight, and it's 27-10. M&I dribbles into a double team, but able to get rid of it. Now Malott far side between the circles to back to Malott now. Too short on the 15-footer. Rebound by Havner. Quickly ahead to Marlowe. Marlowe going to take it up and from the left side put it in. She's got 7, and it's 29-10. Now a
long pass.
Burden across the timeline. Malott, top of the key, back to Burden. Near side, Nye. Nye will try the 3, too short. Long rebound pulled down by Lindsay Kelly, who just checked in at the quarter break. And now, after being triple-teamed, 94 feet from the hoop, John Vandenberg takes a timeout to maintain possession. We will see if it's a 30 or a full. I think it's a 30 because both teams are standing up. Other games around the area tonight in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference South Division. Holy Trinity on the road at Danville tonight. And in Keosauqua, Van Buren will host Waco. In the area, Fort Madison on the road, making the trip to Missouri to take on Clark County. Loiza Muscatine is at Highland. Wapello will take on Lone Tree in Lone Tree. Columbus on the road at Pekin. Minneapolis will hit the road to take on Winfield Mount Union. And West Hancock from Illinois will cross the river and take on the Keokuk Chiefs. 6:46 remaining before halftime. It's a 19-point bulge for West Burlington. Bentz to Havner. Havner lobs it into Bentz. Left of the lane, up and off the glass. Fouled by Malott once again. And she is making her money tonight doing that by taking the ball on the block, going up immediately, being aggressive, and drawing a lot of contact.
She's physical. She's physical. That ball, she's got good post position. She's got good footwork down there. They're having trouble. New London's having trouble defending the drop step, and that appears to be Abby's go-to move tonight.
7 for 7 from the lane is Abby Bentz. It's now 30-10. Second one on the way. Too long this time. Long rebound pulled down by New London and Ashlyn McSorley. She'll reverse it across the court to Burden. Back to McSorley. Will bring it up against Havner. Threw it away. Run down by Bentz. Quickly ahead to Marlowe, who finds Havner underneath the basket. She puts it up and in. A lot of easy hoops tonight for West Burlington, and it's 32-10. Cameron Lair across the timeline, gets it to Nye. Tried to get back to Lair, went through her hands. Run down by Marlowe. She'll go coast to coast. Up and off the glass is good. She's now got 9, 34-10, as West Burlington has scored the first 9 here in the second quarter. Nye quickly ahead. Finds an open girl in the lane, and Morgan Jones, her first 2 of the night, stops the run at 9-0, and it's 34-12.
That was about as good of a press break you could run on that possession.
Turnaround jumper in the lane, no good by Marlowe, pulled down by Bentz. Bentz misses the putback and gets tied up in the lane. I believe that was Cameron Lair who did that damage with Bentz. Alternate possession will go to the Tigers.
Abby's just all over the boards.
Zawo checks back in for West Burlington. Nye in the lane to Jones. Wanted to pass it across the lane. Had it taken away by Bentz. Another turnover for New London. Quickly head to Marlowe across the top of the zone to Zawo. Puts it up and in. She's got 4, and it's 36-12. Ashlyn McSorley across the timeline. Now gets it top the key. Long 3 on the way by Natalie Burden. No good. Rebounded by New London and Emma Nye, but has it taken out of her hands. And quickly head comes Havner, who's going to be fouled by McSorley, her second.
So we can go back to the possession ago where New London had thrown the ball, had an offensive rebound. I can't remember the girl's name. Number 32, Morgan Jones, who's a freshman. And I think this is with the inexperience. She gets an offensive rebound and had the position to just kind of toss it back up as she tries to throw it out. And I think that's where New London can pick up. Yeah, they're down 24 points. I've seen some positive things. They're breaking the press from time to time. They're getting decent shots. But the inexperience is what's got them behind the eight ball right now.
Lindsey Kelly with a 15-footer makes it 38-12. And you have to find the positive things to look at like that. You can learn a lot from this. You're only going to get better by playing a very active defensive team like West Burlington. It's going to prepare you as a 15-foot runner is good by Ashlyn McSorley, her first two of the night, and it's 38-14. And that's the thing I've really noticed about West Burlington is on the defensive end, very active with their hands, very long, too.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of girls with a lot of length. As a 17-footer is off the back iron for Havner, rebound by New London. And Kelly had possession on an outlet pass. I should say they tried to kick it out to Kelly. It ended up being like an outlet pass because Kelly had to retreat and actually put her right foot in the backcourt, which means it's over and back, the turnover to New London. Here's Jones. Bounce pass to Malott. Now Jones under the basket. Kicks it out. 15-footer by Burton is too short. Rebound fought for. Falling on the ground is Kira Gar. And it'll go to New London as her rear end was on the end line.
So another offensive rebound. I think in 2 years, maybe next season, you see number 32 right there for New London, a power dribble and take it back up.
Nye too long on a three. Rebound, guess who? Abby Bentz. She'll take it coast to coast. Stop and pop from 15 is good. Bentz now with 16 points, and it's 40-14. New London breaking the token pressure again. Long three on the way by Emma Nye. Air ball too long, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be West Burlington basketball. Checking back in for New London. I want to say Notre Dame because they start with N, I guess. For New London is Lily Gallup.
On the season, and the three-point shots that New London has taken have not been bad shots. They're just shooting under 34% for the season, so.
Marlow gets it to Bentz between the circles. Far side to Gar. All the way around to Zawo. Back to Gar. Top of the key to Marlow. Marlow now dribbles with the right hand to her left to Bentz. Near side to Kelly. Bounce pass to Marlow. Left of the lane to a streaking Zawo. 10-footer with the right hand no good. Rebound Marlow. Up and over and between defenders. She's got 11 as she puts it in, and it's 42-14. New London gets it across the timeline. Now a double team on the far side and a double dribble traveling going to be called on Gallup as she got stuck on a double team and didn't know exactly what to do. Tried to split it, but she'd already used up her dribble.
John going into the bench a little bit. And again, that's important. Get into tournament time. You never know who you're going to have come off the bench. So it's good to see some other people getting some experience.
Lauren Summers and Isabella Callison, who I talked about earlier, into the ballgame. Marlow, top of the key, lobs it into Bentz, left of the key, dribbles under the hoop, gets it to Kelly, goes up and puts it off the glass. No good, but got fouled on her way up by Lily Gallup. That's Gallup's first and the seventh on New London. So regardless, this is a two-shot foul right here, but West Burlington shooting free throws the rest of the half. Kelly's first is up and too short. She'll get a second.
She's only shot 8 free throws for the season, making 4 of them. So good practice for her on this one.
Second one on the way for Lindsey Kelly. Overcorrected that time, too long. Rebound Bentz, however, up and off the glass. She's got 18. 18 of the 44 points for West Burlington scored by Abby Bentz, number 20. Now a pass hit the net as it crossed the lane. And surprise, surprise, picked off by Bentz. Again, goes coast to coast, lobs it into Marlow in the lane. Too short, got it back, put it up and in. McKenna Marlow with a baker's dozen. Two Falcons in double figures now, and Bentz and Marlow, and it's 46-14. Morgan Jones picks up her dribble, gets it back out between the circles to Burden, I should say. Kicked back into the backcourt. And recovered by Burden, who gets it to Gallup. Gallup passes to Burton across the top of the zone to Jones, to Malott. Lobs into the lane off the hands of Cameron Lair out of bounds. It'll go back to West Burlington.
Cameron made a nice cut right there, and I think just a little bit late on the pass. That was a nice cut by Cameron through the lane.
Final 90 seconds here, the first half. Bence with it. Now a kind of a matchup 2-3 zone for New London. Bence to Summers. Far side to Marlowe. Into Bence in the lane. And again, goes up aggressively and got raked across the wrists by Burton. And surprise, surprise, as I've said several times, Bence just continues to do the same things over. Rebound, steal, and go to the free throw line.
She's aggressive at the block. You know, it may be a little undersized when it comes to a post player, but she, like I said at the beginning, she uses her body well, and her footwork is pretty good.
What do they say? You can't measure heart. 20 points for Abby Bence. If she makes them both, then it's 48-14. It's a 10-0 run. The third such run of the first half for West Burlington. McSorley going to try a long three, a little short. Rebound pulled down by Summers. Doran Summers will dribble it up. Got it taken away, but fouled by Cameron Lair as Lair came around the front side of Summers. Made contact, and that's the eighth. Make that the ninth foul.
It's going to be Lauren's second free throw and third free throws of the year.
And she rattles the first one home. That's what we would call back in the day a toilet bowl. Spun around the rim a couple of times. Second one, too short. Rebound pulled down by Callison. Kicks it out to Marlowe, top of the key. Final 50 seconds of the first half. West Burlington maintains possession. Bence, near side Callison. Back to Bence. Bence dribbles to the top of the key to Marlowe. Far elbow to Callison at the 15-foot elbow. Too hard off the glass. Pulled down on the rebound by Burden. Natalie Burden will bring it up and push it ahead for New London. She gets it to McSorley. Back across the top of the defense to Jones. And New London able to work it all the way inside. Had a shot blocked, but came back down with it. Burden with it. Into the lane. Turnaround jumper is good by Miley Miller. She's got six, and it's 49-16. 10 seconds remaining in the half. Marlowe slows it up. Dribbles across the timeline with six. Bence, top of the key to Marlowe. She'll try a long three with two. Too long, and that'll go out of bounds. Actually pulled down by Richards, who gets one of those stat padding rebounds as time expires. And that'll do it for the first 16 minutes. 49-16 as West Burlington has controlled throughout. After a 2-2 tie, went on a 10-0 run. After New London scored, went on another run of 9-2. And then after that, to start the second quarter, went on a 9-0 run, added by an 11-0 run, 10 the quarter, 49-16, outscoring New London by the score of 24-6 in the second 8 minutes. We're going to step away for 5 minutes. When we come back, we'll get you caught up, hopefully, as we're away on some news, some weather, whatever they want to get you caught up on in the studio. When we come back, we'll have the first half statistics and a preview of the second half. Coming up, once again, your halftime score, West Burlington 49, New London 16, back in five on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
It's a well-known fact that January and February are the coldest months in Iowa. And if you didn't know, you should, that Standard of Beaverdale is the place to help you outsmart that cold weather. In one trip to Standard, you can outfit yourself to survive and maybe even thrive during anything Old Man Winter throws your way. You can pick up warm Carhartt coats, hats, and gloves for times when you just have to be outside. Or you can find fireplaces and portable heaters to make your time indoors more comfortable. Don't forget the insulation to help keep the warmth inside your house and the cold out. But the cold isn't the only thing we have to worry about, is it, Landon?
This is meteorologist Landon Mitchell. It's a pretty safe bet that with the cold, we'll have some snow and ice. The folks at Standard of Beaverdale want you to be prepared for that wintry precipitation. And you can come to Standard to get your shovels, ice scrapers, ice melt, and snow blowers. Be winter ready. Standard has all your winter survival supplies and much more. Shop Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
Back here at West Burlington High School, where the Falcons lead New London by the score of 49-16. Abby Bentz leading the way for the Falcons in the opening 16 minutes. She has 20 points for West Burlington. McKenna Marlowe also in double figures. She has 13. Taryn Havner with 4, as does Stacey Zawo. You look at the other scores. Lindsay Kelly with a bucket. Riley Richards has a three. Lauren Summers with a free throw. And Isabella Bloffis with a pair for the total of 49. 25 in quarter number one and 24 in the second quarter. For New London, their total of 16, led by Miley Miller, who has six. And then five other players with a pair apiece. Ashlyn McSorley, Emma Nye, Cameron Lair, Sophie Malott, and Morgan Jones. That's the 16, 10 points in the first quarter, 6 points in the second quarter. And as we said, Brad, as this game started to get out of hand early in the first quarter, even I would say, when West Burlington went on its initial 10-0 run, kind of the worst case scenario for New London, a team that has already lost to West Burlington by 50, your goal is to come out and find a way to keep it close, give yourself a shooter's chance, a puncher's chance in the second half, but immediately you see that lead get to 10, and then for West Burlington, exactly what you wanted to do, which was to send a message that we've lost three in a row, but we're still West Burlington.
Yep.
We're still the better of the two teams on the floor tonight. We're going to come out and show you what we mean by that, and that's kind of what West Burlington's been able to do.
And I would agree. They're showing their athleticism. They're showing their length. They're showing their physicality down low. Abby's had her way down there. McKenna's getting the rebounds when she wants. Stacy's been in there getting rebounds when she wants. Hopefully what took place in the New London locker room was, and we kind of talked about this off, they've done some things well for a team that's 0-17. And that's another whole chapter of the book where how do you keep these girls focused and wanting to come to practice and wanting to play these games. And they've done some things well. They've broken the press. They've got the shots. They've had the offensive rebounds. They're just outmatched. And, you know, you look down there right now, you see a bunch of them smiling and giggling and things like that. So that just tells you they're still having fun. And I don't know what more you could ask for at that point. But West Burlington's just more athletic. And the length is, you can't practice it if you don't have it.
Well, and as you've said, you look at the grades, the ages of New London. We talked about the leading scorer, Miley Miller, just a freshman. She's got
right.
6 points in the first half. Morgan Jones, she's got a bucket, just a freshman. Sophie
yep.
Malott, she's got a bucket, just a sophomore. So there are pieces to build with. And as you said, the most challenging part of a season like this is keeping the investment and getting the girls to buy in, whether it's girls or boys, to buy in that this is the planting of the seed, the building of a foundation, whatever metaphor you want to use, but to say we're not playing for 21-22 as much as we're playing for 23-24.
Yeah.
We're trying to get experience over the next 3 to 4 years of your careers. We're going to be incrementally better moving forward, and this is a learning experience. West Burlington is where we want to get, and how better to see where you want to go than to face where you want to go.
And they've done, like I said, hopefully the coaching staff has been able to point out the good things that they've done, even though they're down quite a few in this game.
So West Burlington, almost at insult to injury, will get the ball to start the third quarter. And they will have their starters in there with Marlowe and Bence, Havner. Actually, Havner was not a starter. She came in early for Isabella Bloffis, who hurt her ankle on the first trip down the floor. Richards and Zawo in there. Richards from 14 to start things off here in the second half. She's good. She's got five, and it's 51-16. Burden across the top of the defense to Malott. Near side, McSorley. McSorley puts it on the ground, dribbles with the right hand, gets a screen, gets into the lane, has her shot blocked by Zawo, pulled down by Marlowe. Outlet pass to Bence. She'll take it the rest of the way. Up and off the glass. Abby Bence now with 22, and it's 53-16. Just underway, second quarter. The lead is 37 for West Burlington. Burden puts it on the ground, gets around Havner, picks up her dribble. Now rotated top of the key to Malott, near side McSorley. Across the top of the zone to Emma Nye. She'll try 17-footer. Nothing by the bottom of the net for Emma Nye. She's got four, and it's 53-18. Good ball movement right there for New London. Richards, near corner. Thought about the three. Instead, reverses it to Bentz. Puts it on the ground to Havner. Havner now lobs it into Bentz, who goes into the lane. Her running hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound run down by Bentz, however. Tapped to Zawo, who was wide open. Off the glass, she's got a half dozen, and it's 55-18.
One of the other challenges when you're up this big is to keep your team focused and doing the right things. And sometimes that's harder than the other things that we talked about before the second half started.
Burden with the runner, no good. Rebound Zawo, quickly head to Richards, ahead of the pack. Had her shot partially blocked and pulled down by Emma Nye. But she had it stolen by Marlowe, who gets it to Bentz. She does a turnaround jumper in the lane. Missed the shot, had it blocked. We got fouled on the wrist by McSorley, her third, New London's first, here in the second half.
That was kind of a gift for McKenna. She just, I think she had her arm in there anyway.
Bentz up with the first one is good. Go figure, she made a free throw. She's got 23. That's all she's kind of done tonight is make every free throw she's taken. I think she's, what, 8 for 9? Now 9 for 10.
She's going to increase that percentage a little bit.
57-18. Well, Marlowe, for some reason in the front, in the backcourt, I should say, applying a little pressure. Broken easily by New London. Malott with it, top of the key, lobs it into the lane to Cameron Lair, up and off the glass, no good. Rebound Havner. Outlet pass to Marlowe. She'll dribble across the timeline to Bentz. Thought about the three, instead pump fake, spin move, no good, too short. Rebound pulled down by New London's Lair, who was fouled by Marlowe. The first on Marlowe and just the second of the night.
That's the second foul all night for West
Burlington. On West Burlington. And that in and of itself is impressive. They are long, they are pressure defending, but they are not committing fouls to do it. Burden across the defense over the top, gets it to McSorley, in the lane to Lair, but it off Lair's hands to Havner. Havner to Zawo, quickly ahead to Marlowe, who pauses and will set up the defense, or offense rather, between the circles. Bentz near corner, Richards, Dezawa, right elbow, bounce pass to Marlowe underneath the hoop, turnaround jumper is good.
Good high-low play right there.
Marlowe now with 15, and it's 59-18. 4:43 remaining here in the third quarter. Emma Nye between the circles, over the top to McSorley. Try to get it to Malott, tipped by Bentz, pulled down by Zawo. Outlet to Bentz, ahead to Marlowe, up and off the glass, no good. Got it back, up and off the glass again, is good. She's got 17 now, and it's 61-18. Emma Nye across the timeline, now picks up her dribble, gets it far corner to Burden. Tries to lob it in to Cameron Lair. Had it intercepted by Zawo. Quickly ahead to Havner. Tries to get around her defender. Nine. Dribbled off her left foot out of bounds.
That was a tough pass. Zawo had to post position on the front side. You got to get it up in the air a little bit higher than that.
And the lead is in excess of 35 points. So it is a continuous clock until which time New London would get it inside that 35 points. So the third and the fourth quarter should go pretty quickly. Now here's a ball dribbled off of Marlowe's foot into the backcourt, run down by Marlowe and Gallup. Good hustle by both ladies, and the alternate possession will go to New London.
It actually goes in New London's favor, because I think if McKenna would have let her touch the ball, it would have been a turnover.
Burden to inbound on the far side, gets it in to Jones. Jones, one dribble, and hands off to Kayla Strawhacker. Strawhacker out beyond the arc to Burden, between the circles to Gallup. Gallup almost dribbled it out of bounds, run down by Burden, back to Gallup. Gallup finds Miller in the lane, tried to get it to Strawhacker, picked off by Zawo. Here comes Bentz on a 3-on-2. Bentz ahead of the pack to Havner. Havner, turnaround jumper from the left block, no good, but the rebound Bentz up and off the glass is good. Abby Bentz now at 26. And it's 63-18. The lead is 45.
Got to be working on a double-double.
And here's another steal by Bentz, and she'll take it coast-to-coast from midcourt. Now with 28 points, Abby Bentz. And it's 65-18. 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Jones. Morgan Jones puts it on the ground, dribbles twice, gets it to Gallup, far side to Burden, tried to get it on the block to Strawhacker, again intercepted by Zawo. The unfortunate thing for New London, they've got to be approaching 30 turnovers tonight, and most of them of the throwaway variety. Kelly, Havner, Havner across the way to Bentz, near corner, three ball on the way by Marlowe, no good, rebound Kelly. Put back, no good. Rebound Zawo, and she puts it up and in. Stacy Zawo now with 8, and it's 67-18. Now there's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by New London. It's Isabella Callison and Kara Garr will check in for West Burlington coming out of the timeout.
Well, I saw a reduction in focus, I think. Last couple of possessions for New London. This is where the coaching staff has to continue to build them up a little bit.
Nice pass in on the block. Up and off the glass is Cameron Lair. Lair with their second bucket of the night. It's 67-20. And there's a bad pass as Guard tried to get it to Callison. And the bounce pass was a little too low, coming off the ground, hit Callison in the shin, went out of bounds. So New London with the basketball, minute 10 remaining in the third quarter. Behind her back at midcourt is McSorley, now picks up her dribble, gets it to Emma Nye. Nye across the top of the defense to Burden in the lane. Nice pass to Cameron Lair. Lair with back-to-back baskets, 67-22. Go ahead.
Nice ball boom. But they, the post player there, kept her feet moving inside the paint and was able to get open for the pass.
Callison has her 15-footer blocked but got it back. Missed the runner in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gar, but tied up by Malott. Alternate possession will go to West Burlington with a half minute remaining here in the third quarter. Inbound pass to Kelly, had her shot blocked, pulled down by Burden. Burden quickly hit on the rainbow pass to Nye. Emma Nye across the top of the defense to Malott. Now left elbow, top of the key to Burden. Rotated all the right around, full far corner, I should say, to Nye. Back to Burden. Dribbled it off of a defender's foot. Marlowe comes up with it. She gets it ahead to Havner. Transition basket for Havner. She's got 6, 69-22. McSorley now into the lane. Missed the runner. Had it blocked by Kelly as time expires here in the third quarter. So with nobody at the lane, McSorley will go to the line to shoot two. Ashlyn McSorley with 2 points tonight. We'll try and make it points 3 and 4.
Try to make her first free throw of the year right here.
First one is good. 69-23.
Pretty good stroke in my opinion.
Second one is good, so we'll go to the fourth quarter with the score, West Burlington 69, New London 24, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Back here at West Burlington High School as New London will have the basketball to start off quarter number 4. 69-24, West Burlington with the lead, and Isabel, or I should make that Kara Garr,
Esther,
with an interception. Gets it ahead to Riley Richards, up and off the glass is no good, but she got fouled going up by Emma Nye. That'll be the first on Nye. That'll send Richards to the line to shoot two, and I'm not sure West Burlington has had a foul committed against them tonight that didn't result in free throws.
I would agree.
I think every time they've been fouled, it's either been a shooting foul or a one-and-one opportunity.
They've had plenty of rebounding opportunities to where they have been hit down there that led them to the line.
Richards missed the first, made the second. So Riley Richards now with six, and it's 70 to 24. New London trailing by 46 with the basketball, trying to find a way to win a quarter. Here's a throwaway blowing off the hands of Taryn Havner. It'll stay with New London underneath their own basket.
It's probably one of the more difficult passes to make. I used to always teach my teams not to pass through the zone. When you pass into the zone, you basically got 10 hands in the way. And if you can make it through there, you're probably more luck than good at it.
Back-to-back turnovers as McSorley lost it for New London, and then Gar turned it over in transition for West Burlington. So back to the Tigers as we go under 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth. Sophie Millat with the basketball, top of the key to Nye. Ashley McSorley now with it, dribbles to the left elbow, too short on the shot. Rebound, tap to Havner. Taryn Havner across the timeline, gets it to Bentz. Abby Bentz for three, no good. Rebound, Havner. Havner in the lane. Turnaround jumper, no good. Got it back herself, put it up, no good. Fights for the rebound, does Havner, along with New London's Sophie Millat. They get tied up. Alternate possession this time will stay with the Falcons.
Taryn didn't necessarily have position for that rebound, either one of those two rebounds. The difference was that New London didn't put a body on her.
And sometimes you go over the back, no contact because you're just quicker. And
this
off the inbounds
to hit a three.
There's Taryn Havner with a long three ball. She's got nine, and it's 73-24. Millat will try to respond with a three, and she does from the near corner. She's got five, 73-27. Bentz across the timeline to Havner. Thought about the three again. Instead, she'll pass it out. Top of the key to Gar. Gar will dribble with the left hand to the far side to Bentz, rotated far corner to Kelly. Kelly will dribble into the lane, runner no good, came up short, pulled down by Havner, however, and then finds Gar in the lane. Nice no-look pass by Kira Gar, her first two of the night, 75-27. Burden, McSorley. McSorley for three, top of the key. Air ball, missed everything. Tried to save it, did Emma Nye, but before she left her feet, stepped on the end line, out of bounds, and it'll go to West Burlington on the dead ball rebound.
Abby might be done for the night.
You think with 28 points and a 48-point lead? I would think so. 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. I think she's had a pretty good night. She's had a season for some kid. She had a season for me. I didn't have 28 points my junior year. Not to bring up a bad subject. Here's the throwaway now off a missed shot. New London got the rebound, then a turnover by Marlowe, getting a steal in midcourt, taking it the other way. She's now got 19, and it's 77-27. You know, Bones, I played 5 minutes my junior year. I don't like to talk about it, but I talk about it all the time. Here's a nice pass in the lane to Sophie Millat. She's got seven off a rebound.
It was an incredible 5 minutes. I remember it.
I had a three waved off at Bettendorf. That's my claim to fame. Nothing but net, but they waved it off. They said it came after the buzzer. Here's Richards into the lane, down the right side, up and off the glass. A lot of close-in shots tonight for West Burlington. That's just another. A running layup by Richards. She's got eight, and it's 79-29. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Nice pass into the lane to Burden. Burden went up for the shot, got fouled by Kelly, and that'll send Natalie Burden to the line to shoot two.
So as soon as I say don't pass through the zone, they fire one through the middle of the zone. There's nobody there. But by reversing the ball from point to point to point and back again, it just moves the defense. And London's had some open threes when they've been able to reverse the ball. That time they kept it on that side, and then they rifled one through. For that shot right there.
First one missed by Burden. Callison checks back in. She'll replace Kelly. Second one no good as well. Rebound pulled down by Marlowe. McKenna Marlowe stops at midcourt. Now calmly walks it across. Sets up the offense. Hands it to Havner near the center circle. Back to Marlowe to a streaking Havner down the left side of the lane. Had her shot blocked with authority by Natalie Burden. Burden will bring it up across the timeline. Quickly head to Nye. She'll try a long three. Rattles home. Emma Nye with a long three. She's got seven, and it's 79-32. Havner gave it, got, but had to go through her hands. Picked off by Burden on the give and go. She gets it ahead to McSorley. Dribbles into the lane. Splits a double team. Too hard on the shot, however. Pulled down by Marlowe. She'll push it quickly up the near side. And looks like they're going to call a 30-second timeout for West Burlington to make a couple of substitutions for Lindsay Kelly and Kara Gar to get back into the ballgame.
Yeah, get some people, get some game minutes in. Don't want to risk any injuries.
So Lauren Summers to inbound right in front of her own bench. Gets it to Havner. Back to Summers. To Kelly in the near corner. Summers wanted to get it in the paint. Instead reverses it to Gar. Or Havner, rather, on the far side now. To Callison in the far corner. West Burlington content to play catch a little bit beyond the three-point arc. Run some clock. Now a nice bounce pass in the lane to Havner. Turnaround jumper rolls out. Rebound pulled down by Burden, and the Tigers push it the other way. McSorley with the left hand across the timeline. Gets it to Malott in the near corner, fouled by Kelly.
Down here on that last possession, that's kind of been where it's been open at. West Burlington reverses the ball once or twice, has somebody cut to the block, and they've been able to get those post passes in there all the whole game.
Burden with the 15-foot jumper off the front of the rim, coming out of the out-of-bounds play. Rebound pulled down by Marlowe. McKenna Marlowe will stop and pop from the top of the key and make that Havner. Taryn Havner with a long three, her second in a row. She's now got 12.
She gave the shoulder shrug after that one.
The Michael Jordan shoulder shrug? Like, I don't know why I'm hitting it so good.
It was similar.
You can't stop me. You can only hope to contain me. Here's a long 18-footer rattled home by Natalie Burden. Her first two of the night just inside the arc, and it's 82-34.
If I would have ever made a three-point shot in a game.
Well, back then.
Nobody would question. I knew what I was doing.
6'7", 6'8", dudes didn't shoot three-pointers back in the day.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's Havner, too hard on the shot, pulled down by Malott. Quickly ahead, across the top of the zone to McSorley. Top of the key, now Burden for three, too short. I mean, seriously, you could have been Dirk before Dirk.
Mac Turner and I had this conversation a couple weeks ago when we went over to Western to watch a game. I probably wouldn't even have played college basketball right now. You got to be able to dribble and pass and everything else.
And have foot speed. We won't talk about that. Here's a pick by Emma Nye going coast to coast for New London. She missed the layup, but Ashlyn McSorley was there to pick up the slack, and she's got six. It's 82-36. I mean, I remember you used to have speed. You had distance speed, and then I remember I beat you in the 600-yard run one day in gym class.
Yeah.
And from that point forward, you went downhill. Long three on the way by Havner. We can't talk about that anymore.
No.
Tapped out of bounds, dead ball.
I can tell you a story about running off air.
Is it going to involve some bad language or something?
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right.
Not at all.
10 seconds remaining in this one.
Career pass,
going to try
probably.
And get another bucket or two. Three ball too long by Nye. Rebound pulled down on the opposite side of the hoop by Malott and got fouled on the putback. She'll go to the line with 5.6 remaining.
Well, New London came into this game averaging just under 22 points a game. They're going to pull 36 out of this one, and obviously they're going to come up short. But like I said before, the press break, the ball movement, the shots they took, there's some positives that can come out of this game.
A free throw here would mean a 13-13 fourth quarter. Free throws both were missed, knocked out of bounds on the rebound by Havner. So New London with a bucket here could actually, under CBA rules, win the quarter.
That's a positive.
Inbounds pass goes off the foot of Jones. Run down by Malott. Puts up a three as time expires. Comes up short. 13-12, your final score in the fourth quarter. That is a positive when your first three quarters go 25-10, 24-6, and 20-8. And that's how we put this one in the books. West Burlington does what they have to do. They came out early, and they struck hard, going on an early 10-0 run to break a 2-2 tie and never looked back as they defeat New London for the second time this year, 82-36. West Burlington now 11-5 on the campaign, now 9-4 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference's South Division. New London drops to 0-18 and 0-10. West Burlington at the moment, pending the result of the Notre Dame, or actually Notre Dame's not playing tonight on the girls' side. So Notre Dame leads West Burlington by three games, and that keeps them in fourth place in the South Division, trailing centrally now by a half game, and Holy Trinity by a full game, pending their outcome tonight at Danville. Well, if you can hear the music in the background, that means the boys have come out. We'll run down your statistics very quickly, and then we'll step away for 10 minutes between the girls' game and the boys' game. And when we come back, we'll take you up through tip-off. But leading the way for West Burlington tonight was Abby Bentz. Abby Bentz spent a lot of time at the free throw line, spent a lot of time to the left or the right, directly underneath the basket, got a lot of easy hoops tonight. She finishes with a game-high 28 points. McKenna Marlowe had a great night in her own right. She finished with 19. Taryn Habner, the third Falcon in double figures, had a pair of threes in the fourth quarter to finish with a dozen. Stacy Zawo and Riley Richards had eight apiece. And then buckets by Isabella Bloffus, Kira Gar, and Lindsay Kelly, and a free throw by Lauren Summers for the total of 82 points for West Burlington. For New London, they were led by Sophie Malott with seven, joined by Emma Nye with seven. Ashlyn McSorley and Miley Miller each had six apiece, as did Cameron Lair. Morgan Jones with a bucket for the total, and Natalie Burton, I should say, also with a bucket for the total of 36 for New London. Your score at the end of the first quarter was 25-10, West Burlington. They outscored New London 24-6 in the second quarter to take a lead of 49-16 to the locker room at halftime. It was 20-8 in favor of the Falcons in the third quarter to make it 69-24 as we headed to the fourth. And then a 12-12 result, or I should say a 13-12 result in favor of West Burlington in the fourth quarter for your final score, again, of West Burlington 82 and New London 36. We're going to step away for 10 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 when we come back. It's time for the boys. The showdown between the 11-1, number 10 in the state of Iowa in Class 1A, New London Tigers, and the West Burlington Falcons, who come in with a record of 8-6 overall and 8-4 in the South Division of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference. We'll be back in 10 minutes. 82-36 your final, and the girls back in 10 on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a Ph.D. in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
U.S. troops at the ready. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. But President Biden says Russia has made no moves as thousands of their troops are gathered near the border with Ukraine.
Asked if the risk of a Russian invasion of Ukraine is increasing or decreasing, President Biden told reporters,
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says there's been no change in the posture of the 100,000 Russian troops amassed near the Ukrainian border.
If he were to move in with all those forces, it'd be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
President Biden again warned Russian President Vladimir Putin will face enormous consequences if he orders an invasion. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A warning from the Department of Homeland Security that extremist groups in the U.S. appear to be increasingly viewed attacking the power grid as a means of disrupting the country, saying domestic terrorists have developed credible specific plans to attack electricity infrastructure since at least 2020. But they say they would not be likely to be able to cause widespread outages without help from the inside. The document was obtained by the Associated Press. Scientists now watching a descendant of the COVID Omicron variant that's been found in at least 40 countries. It's why they considered harder to detect than Omicron, and some scientists say it could be more transmissible as the U.S. issues do not travel advisories to several countries which have surging COVID cases.
The CDC has added 15 destinations to its highest risk travel category for COVID, Costa Rica, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic among them.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A judge has granted a stay in an appeal over mask mandates in New York State, allowing the mandate to stay in place while it continues to go through the courts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced she will seek re-election this year, putting an end to the speculation that she would retire. America is listening to Fox News.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for investment opportunities, and Impeller is the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects seeking capital on the island. Impeller takes the guesswork out of investing in Puerto Rico, surfacing the insights you need to make informed decisions and empower your investment portfolio. Visit investpr.org/impeller and set up your account today to see what the island has to offer. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Powered by
Weather Now, News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
We're under a wind chill advisory from 8 p.m. tonight through 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tonight, clear skies, a low of negative 8 degrees, wind chill values as low as negative 15. Wednesday, sunny skies, a high near 17, wind chill values as low as negative 15. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies, a temperature rising to around 20 degrees by 4 a.m. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high reaching 34 degrees. Friday, sunny with a high of 19.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Another stomach-churning day for investors on Wall Street, a second day of a stunning plunge, and somewhat recovery for the Dow after diving more than 800 points. The Dow clawed its way back up. It closed lower by only 66 points. The S&P 500 index was down 53 points. The NASDAQ was down 315 points today, deeper into correction territory. It's down 13% year-to-date. Some investors say markets will still make lower lows. Others say the sell-off may be closer to being over. Tomorrow is day two of the Fed's two-day meeting on interest rates, and the Fed is expected to signal a March interest rate increase tomorrow afternoon. Gold hit a two-month high today. Bitcoin back up to more than 36,000. Oil prices were higher on geopolitical worries concerning Russia and Ukraine. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Now, with tonight's game, here's Scott Mason.
Well, it is time for the boys' game here at West Burlington High School in about 4 minutes. Actually, more than that because we still have the starting lineups to go through. But tonight, the boys' game promises to be a hard-fought battle as these two teams met earlier in the season. A 50-47 verdict in favor of New London. New London comes into tonight's game 11-1 overall and 10-1 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference South Division, tied for first with Danville. They had started the season with 11 wins in a row before losing to Waco at home in their last game by the score of 67-48. On the other hand, West Burlington 8-6, but riding the heels of a three-game winning streak, having won at Central Lee by 16, and then winning at home against Notre Dame by 6 and Holy Trinity by 20. You look at these two teams, Brad Honig, And I will tell you, pretty impressive statistically when you look at New London. New London, three players averaging in double figures in Cade Benjamin and, let's see, I'm trying to read it across there, Blaze Porter and Devin Swanson. Yep. You've got one player from West Burlington in Brady Martin, who's averaging in double figures with 15. So the challenge tonight, Brad, if you're a head coach on the sideline for West Burlington, you know you've got potent scoring potential on the other side. Do you identify the two guys you're going to try and stop or keep in check while letting one person get his? Or how do you approach a team that seems to have a three-headed monster in terms of putting the ball in the hole?
It's a good question.
That's why I asked you. You're the coach.
I know it.
As a baseball coach.
As a coach, what I would do, I mean, obviously, I think Blaze is going to do what he does. I don't know if there's somebody out there. I don't know if you go into a game thinking you're going to shut him down. If he comes out with a poor shooting performance, it's either not his night or what. He's a pretty good player. West Burlington gets after it defensively. That's what I like watching. I've watched them play plenty of times. I watched them up in the New London game. Jace is a quick, defensive-minded guy. Mason shot the ball extremely well. That was his coming-out game, in my opinion. I thought he played great up there. And, you know, New London comes in averaging 70 points a game. That game went to overtime. And then went back and forth in overtime, but there was a long stretch of time there where, they were well below their scoring average. I just think that coming into this game, I'm watching the tape of last game of what we did that worked, and I'm going to repeat it. And it helps that they're coming in on a winning streak. We'll see how it plays out.
Any thought of trying not to allow this to turn into a track meet again? I mean, you talk about the two offenses. New London comes in averaging 70 points per game. West Burlington averaging 54. The last time these two teams played, you kept Notre Dame did it again. New London at 50 points. But obviously, West Burlington in a three-game winning streak has seemed to find its footing, scoring in the 50s every game. Mm-hmm. Do you try and see, at least at the outset, if you try and match up the track meet mentality, or do you just say, look, we're going to come out. The only way we're really going to win tonight is if we stop them more than we try to outscore.
That's the easy answer. Now, to slow a team down like New London is more than just sitting on the couch talking about it. You gotta stick with what you've done all season, and that's been playing solid in your face defense. They've had games where they've rebounded the ball well. I felt they rebounded the ball well at New London. They limited the amount of shots that New London took and up there, and New London did not shoot the ball well that night. So I think if West Burlington does that down here tonight, whether or not they're going up and down, because West Burlington, they'll go up and down from time to time, but I don't think that's their strength.
So the starting lineup for New London has just been announced. We'll get you that starting lineup as they play Sirius and get ready to announce the starting lineup for your West Burlington Falcons. Those of you who at home who are listening to West Burlington basketball, Torin Riley and Cooper Schulte will be in the backcourt for New London. Once again, coming in at 11-1 overall, 10-1 in the South Division. Blaze Porter and Devin Swanson will be your two wings. Cade Benjamin, one of the aforementioned three-headed monster who averages in double figures for New London, will be the man in the post. Jace Figueroa will start at one guard for West Burlington. He'll be joined by Parker Lau. Mason Watkins, who you said in the last game against New London had his coming out party, will be one wing. He'll be joined by Hayden Vandenberg for West Burlington. And then the man in the middle will be number 33, Austin Applegate. So for New London, Riley, Schulte, Porter, Swanson, and Benjamin. For West Burlington, Figueroa, Lau, Watkins, Vandenberg, and Applegate.
A little bit another challenge. It looks as though the boys' staff is off tonight. Looks like Coach Vandenberg and Coach Freeman are down there running the show.
COVID protocols, perhaps?
I don't know.
So it'll be Benjamin. We'll go with that because that seems to be what happens all the time. So Benjamin against Watkins at midcourt to get things started. The official, the referee, who's ready to throw the ball in the air, points at the scorer's table, says, "You ready?" They say, "We are." And he throws it up. Benjamin jumps. Watkins doesn't. And so New London wins the tip. Torrin Riley to start things off. Immediately has it tipped away by Watkins, but run down by Schulte. Schulte hands it to Benjamin. Then he'll get it to Porter. Porter guarded by Figueroa. Worked all the way around. Now dribbling into the lane as Schulte kicks it out to Benjamin. Porter wanted to go baseline, turned away, tried to get it to Benjamin. Off of Benjamin's hands, out of bounds. The
good
turnover to West Burlington.
Good defensive start for West Burlington.
Figueroa to inbound. He'll get it to Watkins, and he'll play catch with Jace as they bring it up against a little token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Applegate gets it to Lau. Top of the key to Watkins. He'll try a long three. 22-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for and run down by Swanson. He kicks it ahead to Benjamin. Benjamin will bring it up. Now he gets a screen, drives baseline, spin move, kicks it out to Swanson. Between the circles to Riley, who sets the offense with Porter. Porter now dribbles on Figueroa, gets a screen, dribbles in the lane, tries to get it to Benjamin. Knocked out of bounds by Jace, and it'll stay with New London.
Once again, that West Burlington's got active hands down on the defensive end, two possessions in a row.
Porter to inbound underneath his own basket, lobs it out to Benjamin. Beyond the three-point arc, he'll hand it to Blaze Porter. Gets a screen from Benjamin, dribbles to the near corner. Fadeaway jumper, no good. But the rebound on the far side, picked up and put in by Cooper Schulte. First two of the night goes New London's way, and it's 2-0.
Nobody on the offensive rebound on that one.
Figueroa brings it across the timeline, picked up by Porter. Gets a screen by Vandenberg, but has it knocked out of his hands by Porter. And no, that's a terrible call. They're going to call over and back. I think what they're going to say, though, now that I see it, it was knocked away from Figueroa, but the first person it hit after it was knocked out was Jace. Went off his foot into the backcourt.
Jace was going to touch it, but he hadn't touched it yet.
I think it hit his foot, though, going to the backcourt.
Okay.
Porter drives into the lane, kicks it to Benjamin. He'll drive, and the jump stop is good. Little layup for Cade Benjamin, his first two of the night, and it's 4-0. The Tigers have the first two buckets of the game.
Cade's going to be a problem. Cade's athletic. From what I've seen in this conference, he's probably the most skilled big man in the conference.
West Burlington against this man-to-man defense being forced out beyond their arc. Now they finally get it to Vandenberg. Nice pass across the lane to Austin Applegate. First two of the night for West Burlington, and it's 4-2.
Good ball movement on that bucket by West Burlington. Now they got to get back defensively.
Quickly ahead, spin move at the right block. Devin Swanson up. Missed the shot, but got fouled. Austin Applegate picks up the first foul of the night either way. That'll send Devin Swanson to the line for two.
Just under 48%.
5:51 remaining here in the first quarter. First one on the way and good. Nice looking shot right there for Devin Swanson. His first point of the night, and it's 5-2. Jack Riley set to check in for West Burlington. This goes in. He'll come in right away. Rattled in and out. Tapped by Porter. Saved by Porter. But to Vandenberg, who then tried the outlet pass. And there was confusion between Applegate and Figueroa because both of them looked at the basketballs that flew out of bounds.
Well, you got to get a body on Blaze. Blaze is quick and athletic, and that there, he had an easy route to that rebound.
Porter and Riley play catch. Now rotated all the way around to Schulte. In on the block to Benjamin. Up and over Vandenberg, no good. Rebound, Figueroa. He'll push it up ahead. Picked up by Porter at midcourt. Riley will take a long three, and he's got it. Jack Riley with a three.
Hit
just checked
stride.
In a few seconds ago, and we're tied at five.
Hit it in stride. There's a turnover.
Now a turnover for New London as Blaze Porter had it thrown over his head, and it'll go to West Burlington. 5:22 remaining in the first. We're tied at five. Mason Watkins picked up at midcourt by Riley. Gets a screen. Now picked up on help defense by Schulte. He'll get it to Applegate. Now to Figueroa near midcourt. Figueroa guarded closely by Porter. Jace trying to get around him between his legs a couple of times. Gets stripped by Porter, but recovered. Got it to Watkins. Thought about the three, but nice closeout by Porter. Watkins backs it out. Thought about getting a screen from Vandenberg. Instead, dribbles out near the circle. Now to Vandenberg on the Essen Falcons. Takes a long three. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Applegate, however, and they're going to call it a jump ball as Applegate and Riley get tied up.
Played on that side of the court. They got to move the ball side to side.
Ball stays with West Burlington. Watkins to inbound. Tried to get it to Riley. Knocked away by Porter. Picked up. Blocked on the shot is Riley. But the foul going to be called on Jace Figueroa.
Good hustle by Jace. He probably got him on the arm. I'd say that's probably a good call. He didn't like it.
Never do. You ever seen a foul? You ever seen a call recently where it's basketball, football, or baseball where it doesn't go at least looked at cross-eyed?
I think if I was still playing at my age, I'd probably agree with the call.
Thanks. I didn't want to run that hard anyway. Riley's first is no good. Second is good. His first point of the night. And it's 6-5 New London. Riley to inbound. Gets it to Figueroa. Now against a 1-2-2. Three-quarter court press.
Got to move it.
Figueroa and Riley just playing catch. Finally get it across the timeline. Riley gets double-teamed. Almost threw it away. Run down by Watkins. Watkins guarded closely by Riley. Now near side Figueroa. Gets a screen from Applegate. Picked up by Schulte. Trying to shake Schulte. Can't. Stead gets it to Riley. He'll try another three. This time too long. Rebound Benjamin. Benjamin quickly ahead to Schulte. Schulte into the lane. Splits a double team. Up and off the glass. No good. Partial block. Pulled down by Riley. And here come the Falcons. Awesome. Figueroa quickly ahead to Applegate. He'll try a long three. Not in rhythm. Missed it. But run down by Watkins. 12-footer rattles in. Mason Watkins with his first two of the night. And West Burlington takes its first lead at 7-6.
Two quick threes on West Burlington. That's a good defensive play.
Here's
right
a steal by
Mason.
Watkins trying to go coast to coast.
Got it.
Puts it up and off the glass with his left hand. He scored the last four, and it's 9-6 West Burlington. A little pressure now paying off for the Falcons. Benjamin dribbles into the lane, tried to throw it across the lane, had it knocked away. Run down by Watkins. Two buckets and a steal. Last three possessions for Mason Watkins. Guarded by Benjamin. He's got the quickness advantage. I'd like to think he can get around it. Small against big usually benefits small. Kicks it to Vandenberg. Back out to Watkins. Long three, too short. Rebound by Figueroa. Threw it off and out of bounds of Devin Swanson. It'll stay with West Burlington. Checking in for the first time tonight, Camden Kazel and Tayshawn Donaldson. Watkins lofts it out to Figueroa. West Burlington leading 9-6 with 3 minutes remaining in the first. Jace between his legs trying to shake Kazel. Finally finds Watkins for three. Too short on the three. Rebound Donaldson. Tayshawn Donaldson pushes it ahead to Blaze Porter. Porter behind his back. Gets a screen into the lane. Splits double team. Euro step off the glass. Good.
That's a lot like you saw the last game. Blaze is going to get himself inside the paint and use that Euro step.
First two of the night for Porter, and it's 9-8. Do you like the Euro step?
Nope.
Hate it. That's me. I'm a get-off-my-lawn kind of guy. Watkins going to try another three. Rattles it home. Mason Watkins with seven here in the opening 8 minutes. And it's 12-8 and a timeout called by New London.
The West Burlington is going to fire him up. Now against that zone that possession before that, I'd like to see a little bit more dribble penetration to make that zone work before shooting those threes, but they've done that all year. That's going to be a tough habit to break this deep in the season. But that, going back to that hustle play Jace had on the baselines against teams like New London coming in 11-1, leading the division, those plays make a difference.
2:21 remaining, first quarter. West Burlington leading 12-8. biggest lead of the night in either direction. Now a pass knocked out of bounds by the recently checked in Aria Naruzzi. Donaldson with the basketball, gets a screen, gets it to Porter instead. Porter now beyond the arc against this 1-3-1 matchup zone for West Burlington. Now they extend it, it's a 2-1-2. Donaldson beyond the arc, top of the key, Porter gets around Watkins, pushes off, gets away with it. Donaldson gets a pass, three from the near corner, no good. Rebound Riley. Riley will bring it up, instead retreats to Figueroa to Watkins. Beyond the arc, thought about the three, instead pulled it down. Back to Jace between the circles. Jace picked up by Porter. Porter dribbles with
professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Back here at West Burlington High School, New London, we get the ball to start the second quarter. Trailing 14-12. Kazel, Donaldson, Porter. A couple of new faces, Bowen Glaha. Here's a long three by Kazel, no good. Rebound, Donaldson. Try to reverse, under move. Missed it, had it blocked, pulled it back down. Got fouled as he tried to go back up by Hayden Vandenberg, who's get a piece of his dad's mind right about now.
Well, you got a lot of hands in the air, like, why did you call that? But I saw three white shirts standing around, one black shirt going up to get the ball. So,
Devin Swanson, by the way, the fifth Tiger in the lineup right now. Vandenberg, Figueroa, Watkins. I think that's Riley and Applegate, your five right now. For the Falcons, as Riley gets the rebound off the second free throw miss by New London. 14-12, just underway, second quarter. Riley between the circles, gets it to Watkins. He'll try another three. Too short, off the backboard. Rebound pulled down by Vandenberg. Had the putback, but backs it out to Watkins. Riley between the circles, near side Figueroa. Gets a screen from Applegate. Trying to get around his defender is Figueroa. Kicks it to Watkins, who gets it to Riley. Riley picked up by Swanson to Vandenberg at the right elbow. Drove down the right side lane. Missed the shot. Rebound by Glaha. And fouled by Vandenberg, his second of the quarter in the last minute.
So Hayden had the offensive rebound, which I think would have been a much better shot to take. A power dribble. Take it back up even against an oversized player in his terms rather than try to put it on the deck and make a difficult layup.
Now Ruzzi checks back in for West Burlington, who still lead by two. 1 minute into the second quarter. Porter now will try a three. Too long.
Locks out.
Rebound pulled down by Glaha. Kicks it to Donaldson, streaking down the lane, and Tayshawn's first two tie it up at 14 apiece.
Got to get a body on those on the rebound.
Man-to-man defense still for New London. Watkins and Figueroa play catch. Figueroa with it now. Left side beyond the arc. Now he's going to dribble top of the key. Stop. Crossover. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks it to Applegate. Top of the key, Figueroa. He'll try the long three. No good. Rebound Donaldson.
Not
Donaldson
really
quickly ahead for New London. Go ahead.
No, it's not really Jace's thing, in my opinion, to shoot a three.
Swanson for three to take the lead. No good. Air ball. Missed it wide to the left. Out of bounds. It'll go to West Burlington. Now, I think sometimes kids see themselves wide open, and they say, well, if I'm wide open, I got to take that shot.
Yeah. You got to stay within himself. They're right in this one right now.
Riley, 15-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Porter. Porter quickly ahead, crosses over. Now Ruzzi, quickly ahead to Kazel, up and off the glass, no good. Rebound Swanson, missed it, got it back, missed it again.
There you go.
Rebound Now Ruzzi, and Swanson going to get called over back.
That's what you get when you get a body on the offense. You get an over-the-back call, but it took two offensive rebounds before they got the over-the-back call.
Schulte and Benjamin check back in. Tie ball game at 14 with 5:40 remaining here in the first half. Watkins just across midcourt, standing on the Falcon, gets it to Figueroa.
That's Jace's game right here.
Crossover game, able to drive right baseline around Schulte, but missed the up and under layup. Rebound New London, but they turn it over. Here comes Watkins on a two on one. Threw it out of bounds, a little too hot to handle for Figueroa.
Not a bad look by Mason. That was coming in pretty hot.
Both of them knew it. Watkins disappointed he didn't take a little hot sauce off, and Figueroa saying, I should have had it. Driving left baseline is Kazel, gets it in the lane to Benjamin. Benjamin throws it away to Watkins. Now 2-on-2 the other way for West Burlington. Watkins will back it out. Mason. Plays catch with Applegate. Now back to Watkins. Watkins will set it up between the circles. Gets a screen from Nalruzzi. Now cross court to Figueroa. He gets a screen from Applegate. Give and go to Applegate. He drives, has a shot blocked by Glaha. Pulled down by Riley, who kicks it ahead to Kazel, who's going to get called for a charge. And that's a bull in a china shop right there. I don't know that Watkins was set.
No.
But when you lead with an elbow, like Kazel did right there, you're going to get called. And as an official, that's what I would do.
Yep.
You look like you're just clearing space. I didn't care so much about if the guy was set. I cared about whether or not you were trying to establish your position.
Yeah, absolutely. Mason wasn't set, and he took a shot to the jaw. Fairly easy call. Defensive possession down here the last time. You see West Burlington cause a turnover. Mason's in there digging. They call it digging out the post. He's just down there with his hands. The post player brings the ball down too low. He's in there digging, getting it out. I know he got that from his dad.
I have never heard that term.
Dig it out.
Not that I was a tremendous basketball talent, but I played enough to have heard a lot of terms that I've never heard. Digging.
Dig it out.
Learn something new every day. That's the beautiful thing about life. I woke up, I didn't know I was going to learn that today. Now I can tell my son, make sure you dig when you get in the ballgame. What do you mean, Dad? Let me explain. Applegate for a long three from close to Danville. No good. Too long. Rebound Donaldson. He'll outlet pass to Riley, and Torin Riley picked up by Watkins. Near side to Schulte. Schulte now cross court to Porter. Make that Donaldson, who gets it to Benjamin. Benjamin 22 feet from the hole. Hands it to Riley. Far side. Long jumper by Schulte is good. Get it from 16. First four here in the second quarter by New London. They retake a lead at 16-14.
Blaze on the bench right now. West Burlington needs to take a little bit of advantage here. Try to make a run.
Figueroa thought about the step back three. Instead, passes to Riley. Riley gets a screen from Nalruzzi. Drives right baseline. Threw it away to Riley. Torin Riley will push it ahead to Cooper Schulte. Schulte stop and pop for three. Good.
Walked into that three.
So the run is 9-0. We'll make that 11-0 for New London, who now lead 19-14 after trailing 14-8 midway through the first quarter. 3:20 remaining here in the second. West Burlington has yet to score here in the second period. Here's a lob in on the left block to Applegate. Had it taken away and tied up by Riley. It'll stay with West Burlington.
One of the things you teach post players is you don't bring that ball down to your knees, because guys like that, they're going to tie you up.
Somebody told me the term for that is digging. Digging.
I wish I could take ownership of it.
Watkins inbound underneath his own basket to the left side. Cannot move. So he gets it to Figueroa finally. 3 minutes remaining in the second. Figueroa kicks it out, top of the key to Parker Lau. His three balls an air ball out of bounds. And it remains. West Burlington has not scored in the opening 5 minutes of the second quarter.
It's an 11-0 run, like you said. And I don't know if West Burlington's had a shot inside the three-point line this quarter. And now we don't get back on defense.
Complete defensive breakdown. Quickly hit, but a missed shot by Ryland Martin. Pulled down and outlet to Figueroa. Figueroa to Watkins across the court. 2:45 remaining in the first half. Watkins in the lane. Jumper from 14. No good. Rebound fought for. Tapped around. Finally pulled down by Riley. Riley gets it ahead to Schulte. Schulte ahead of the pack. Cherry picking. But it paid off this time. He's got four. And it's 21-14. Figueroa picked up by Riley. Tried to get a little fancy. Didn't necessarily need to. And dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. It'll go back to New London on the turnover. It's a seven-point lead. It's a 13-0 run for the Tigers.
Looks like Coach Vandenberg is going to let him battle through this thing.
Porter around Figueroa right in the lane. Kicks it out to Martin. Martin for three. Rim, backboard in. It's 24-14. You're a liar because it's a 13-0 run, and John Vandenberg takes a timeout. He wants a minute. We'll take 30 of that. It's a 10-point lead for New London when we come back. West Burlington basketball with 2:11 remaining in the second on KBUR.
At Reinschmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
I don't see him down there, though.
2:11 remaining in the first half. It's 24-14. It's a 16-0 run. It was a six-point lead for West Burlington in the latter stages of the first quarter. Before New London scored the final two baskets of the first quarter, and they have scored the first 12 points here in the second quarter. More importantly, West Burlington has gone 5 minutes and 49 seconds without scoring here, and the drought probably extends upward of seven and a half minutes if you go back into the first quarter.
I think you need to get something thrown inside to the post and either get a close shot or at least get to the free throw line to stop this run.
Watkins guarded by the bigger Benjamin. Gets it to Nauruzzi. Now Figueroa as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half.
Bring it back around.
Riley between the circles. Gets it to Lau. Lau gets a screen by Riley. Wanted to get it to Riley, who was streaking to the hoop but couldn't do it. A minute and a half remaining in the first half. Watkins now between the circles to Riley to Figueroa near side. Figueroa gets a screen, doesn't use it, lost it, had it stripped by Schulte. Now they're going to call Jace for the foul.
I think they got a timeout with New London. Yep, 30 seconds.
Oh, is it a timeout? I thought it was a foul call.
Yeah, I think the official had his fist up in the air, but Bryant called a foul or a timeout at the same time. I think he gave him the timeout.
So West Burlington has gone more than a quarter without a point. And that's how you turn a six-point lead into a 10-point deficit against the number 13 team. I think I mistakenly said the number 10 team earlier. They received votes this week. I think they fell out of the top 10 after their loss. Danville is at number 10 and their co-leader in the South Division.
I think at some point in time here real soon they'll crack it again. West Burlington's got to get something easy. And to me, there's nothing more easy than a free throw.
But in order to do that, you have to attack the rim, and they're not doing much of that right now. Porter gets a screen from Benjamin. Porter into the lane, wants Benjamin. Almost threw it out of bounds. Benjamin tried to save it. His dribble hit the baseline, and a turnover will go in favor of West Burlington with a minute 14 remaining here in the first half. Figueroa now without his spectacles must have had them broken as he dove for the basketball last time down. Lob pass to Nauruzzi. Into the lane. Kicks it out. Top of the key to Riley. Long three on the way. Finally, West Burlington gets on the board here in the second quarter. And it's 24-17, stopping the run at 16 in a row. But quickly ahead comes New London. Streaking through the lane is Cooper Schulte. He's got six. 26-17. 40 seconds remaining before halftime. Watkins, stop and pop from 15. The fadeaway is good. Mason Watkins with 9 in the first half, 26-19. 30 seconds remaining. Now a steal by Jack Riley as he cut into the passing lane on a pass intended for Cooper Schulte. He just could not find a way dribble before he took 7 steps.
That was an interception.
Perfect on the football field because he got both feet down.
Yeah.
But on the basketball court, that's a turnover. 25 seconds. New London basketball leading by 7. Lob pass into Benjamin on the left block. He'll take it to the hole. Up and off the glass is good. Pretty easy for Cade Benjamin. He's got 4 now, and it's 28-19. West Burlington with 10. Probably hold it for the final shot. Figueroa across the timeline. Between the circles, between his legs. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Gets a screen. Gets it to Watkins. They're not going to get a shot off. And that's how the first half will end. 14-8 at one time. After that, New London outscores West Burlington 20-5 to take a 28-19 lead into the locker room at halftime. New London led in the first half. 6 points for Cooper Schulte. Blaze Porter has 4, as does Cade Benjamin. Devin Swanson has 3. Tayshawn Donaldson a pair. And Torin Riley has 1 for a total of 28. For West Burlington, Mason Watkins, the freshman, leading the way with 9 in the opening 16 minutes. Jack Riley has a pair of 3s for 6. Austin Applegate and Jace Figueroa each have 2 for the total of 19 for West Burlington. As we did in the girls' game, we'll step away for 5 minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about the first half and preview the second half. You're listening to West Burlington Falcon Basketball. 28-19, your halftime score, New London on top. Back in 5 minutes on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at West Burlington High School, where you caught a little food talk. You didn't like steak?
I don't know if I liked steak as a freshman in high school.
Oh, man. There was nothing better than homemade tacos. Those were my favorite meals of all time. Anything with mashed potatoes.
Still.
And a steak. Give me a steak. My man. My dad made some good steaks.
I got you on the tacos. I got you on the potatoes. I don't know about a steak at that age. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm 50.
Even at 15, I appreciated a good, succulent, medium-rare steak with, here's the difference between me and my dad. As we are talking at halftime of a boys' basketball game about food. My dad would marinate. He was one of those. My mom and dad would soak it in A1 overnight and add other spices and stuff. So we ate the steak basically as was. Me, I put it on the grill. I cooked that bad boy.
I think I'd rather have a burger.
Brad.
Sorry.
Bones.
At that age.
No. Give me a steak. Burgers are okay, but they're messy. Give me a steak. Okay, enough food. 28-19.
Yeah,
what was
hungry.
The key in the first half? I think we've identified, but I want to hear what you have to say on the air, what you think the key in the first half was.
Well, defensive transition. I think West Burlington struggled in the second quarter defensive rebounding on that end. Two or three different times I counted. New London had two and three shots at the basket with nobody boxing them out. And then I think I don't think West Burlington is trying to establish themselves anywhere other than the three-point line, which is, I don't want to say that sounds bad because I think that's their offense. And they're just staying with what they know. Their coaching staff is out tonight, so they got the girls' staff stepping in. Run your offense. And that's what they're doing. But they're not hitting the shots. So when you're not hitting the shots, you got to figure out a way to fix it. Throw it inside, get to the free throw line. They ended up hitting the three and ended up scoring, 5 points in the third quarter or in the second quarter. But in my opinion, those are the differences.
Well, and you said a couple of times, too, throughout the course of that second quarter drought, you said the easiest points to get are from the free throw line. But in order to do that, you have to be somewhat aggressive going to the hole. And when you settle for those 19, 20 footers, you're not going to draw a lot of fouls because, you know, especially if you're not hitting them, no defender is going to come out and really challenge you in your shorts. So you have to drive to the hole and force the issue with that defense, and they didn't do that.
Nope. And most of the time when you're shooting threes, those rebounding opportunities are coming long instead of close. And offensive rebounding, you end up at the line a lot if you can get offensive rebounds in close. And West Burlington just hasn't been able to do that.
So New London will start off the second half with a 9-point lead and the basketball. Starters in for both sides. Riley, Schulte, Porter, Swanson, and Benjamin for New London. Figueroa, Lau, Watkins, Vandenberg, and Applegate for West Burlington. And immediately a turnover. Figueroa with the steal. He gets it to Watkins. He'll try and open up the second half with a three, and he does. Mason Watkins now with a dozen. That's 3 three-pointers for the freshman. And it's 28-22.
Got to get it on this end.
Now here's a jumper in the lane by Devin Swanson. Good. He's got 5. Back up to an 8-point lead at 30-22. Just underway, third quarter. Girls game went the way of West Burlington to the tune of 82-46. This one is 30-22 in favor of New London as we play here early on in the third quarter. Figueroa tried to get it to Vandenberg. Threw it away, picked up by Benjamin. Kicks it ahead to Porter. Porter over Watkins. Kicks it out beyond the arc to Riley. To Benjamin now. Sets it up between the circles. Reverse to Porter. Now near side to Schulte. Lobs it in on the left block to Swanson. Turnaround jumper is good. Swanson with 7. Back up to a 10-point lead. 32-22. Figueroa now. Guarded by Porter. Near side Watkins. Watkins to Lau. Lau. Closely guarded. 25 from the hoop. Gets a screen. Now reverses field to take it back out near the top of the key. Reverses back to the baseline. Now to Applegate. Stops right of the lane. Kicks it back out to Lau. He'll try a running left-handed jumper. No good. With the long rebound to Watkins. Sure. Watkins picked up by Benjamin. Got to believe that's the only reason he didn't take that long three. Lobs it into Vandenberg. Has his shot blocked from behind by Benjamin, but run down by Watkins. 12-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound Benjamin. Benjamin now will push it up himself. The big man for New London finally gets it to Porter between the circles. Gets a screen from Benjamin. Right of the lane around Vandenberg. Up and under move, no good. Had a block, got it back, missed the shot, got it back, missed it again. Rebound Figueroa. 6 minutes remaining. Long pass ahead to Vandenberg, picked up by Benjamin. Benjamin coming the other way. New London off the turnover. Riley for 3. Good.
That's
nothing
how
but
that
the
works.
Bottom of the net.
Kind of a poor pass on that transition. And how many times have you seen it? The turnover takes place and the visiting team comes down and hits a three.
Biggest lead of the night, 13 for New London. Lau, near side, Watkins. Gets a screen from Applegate. Picked up. So he gets it out to Figueroa, reversed all the way around to Lau. Lau to Vandenberg off a screen. Now near side to Figueroa, trying a long three. In and out, and back in. Jace has 5, 36-25.
Really
makes that
35-25,
sorry.
Defensively, they gotta get after it here.
Across the top of the defense, Porter near corner 3, rattles in, rattles out, spins in, 38-25. Blaze Porter now with 7.
Blaze had a quiet night so far.
Watkins into the lane, finds a wide open Applegate. Up and around Benjamin. Austin Applegate now with 4, 38-27. You cannot trade point for point, however, with New London. You're down by 11. Porter to the hole strongly around Vandenberg. Up and over Applegate. Got fouled. Basket good. He'll go to the line to shoot one. The foul's going to be called on Applegate.
Blaze, he's used to getting hit like that. The contact at the rim. He's just able to elevate over the defense on that one.
So Porter with a free throw make. We'll get to 10. He misses, however, and the lead remains at 13 at 40-27. Rebound, Figueroa, who pushes it up for West Burlington. Crosses over Porter, but gets stopped at the block. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Finally gets it out to Watkins near midcourt. Watkins now guarded by Riley. Gets a screen from Vandenberg, goes the other direction. Trying to shake Riley. Can't do it. Hands to Figueroa with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Figueroa jumps drop. Right block. Up and off the glass. Over the top of Benjamin. It's good. He's got 7. And it's 40-29.
And I'd like to see Jace continue to do things like that. Penetrate. Try to get it in close.
Benjamin guarded by...
Too easy.
Jack Riley gets it to Devin Swanson. Drives down the middle of the lane. Made the basket, got fouled by Jack Riley, his first, but that'll send Swanson to the line to try and get the conventional three-point play. Camden Kazel back into the lineup. With a make here, Swanson could give New London their biggest lead of the night at 14. And he'd also get the doubles himself. He does. He's got 10. It's 43-29. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third. Figueroa at midcourt. Gets a screen from Vandenberg. Porter finally runs into Vandenberg at the top of the key. Watkins now with a long three off the pass from Figueroa. Too long. Rebound. Pulled down by Schulte. Tied up by Figueroa. Jason, we go to West Burlington on the alternate possession.
Jason isn't going to quit. But we got to get on the glass.
I thought that was a little extracurricular myself.
He's aggressive.
Long pass out between the circles to Applegate. Now Watkins has it in the near corner. Picked up by Porter. Between the circles, Riley. Reversed all the way around to Figueroa. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it near corner to Riley. Rattles in and out. Rebound to Swanson. Outlet pass to Schulte. Cooper Schulte across the timeline. 14-point lead for New London. Drives down the left of the lane. Up and off the glass with the right hand. Schulte's with 8. And it's 45-29. And John Vandenberg wants another timeout to try and stop the momentum. It's a 5-0 run for New London to build the lead to 16 points. It's a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. And more of the same. A lot of settling for outside shots for West Burlington. When they don't fall, leads can get out of hand pretty quickly.
Well, and combine that with New London, at least right now, probably these last three or four possessions, have been able to get to the basket. They've split the defense. They've blown by the defense. It's more of a defensive effort right now rather than a three-point shots not going down. Those going to help, but you got to play the other end. New London's not going to stop.
So Riley to inbound underneath the New London basket. Gets it to Watkins as we go under 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. It's a 16-point deficit, I should say, for West Burlington. Watkins top of the key. Thought about the three. Instead passes it to Applegate. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out to Swanson. Swanson to Porter. He'll push it quickly for New London. Stripped from behind by Figueroa. Gets called for the foul. Coming down on the arm of Blaze Porter. And I would say Jace Figueroa needs to be careful. A little. That time he gets the clean steal. I was going to say he was a little emotional on that last foul call. He gets it ahead to Jack Riley. His layup is good in transition on the 2-on-1, and it's 45-31.
Get this thing down to 10 points going into the fourth, and you're going to give yourself a chance.
Double team in the far corner on Camden Kazel, and it was knocked out of his hands by Riley. It'll stay with New London. Evan Lee into the ballgame for the first time for West Burlington. Kazel to inbound on the far side. Gets it to Tayshawn Donaldson, who just checked in. Over the top of the defense to Porter. Porter lobs it down on the left block to Swanson. He can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds.
That's the one thing I hated as a post player. You put a little guy on me, put a guy that's got me by an inch or two, I'm good. You put a little guy like that on me, I couldn't stand it. And it came out on the positive end for West Burlington.
I think that's why I used to lean on you in practice
every
night.
I hated it.
I knew that.
Lee, top of the key to Vandenberg. Vandenberg trying to shake Kazel. Instead, gets it back to Lee, and he just checked in, and he just hit a three. Evan Lee with a long three ball, and it's 45-34.
Got it down to 11. Need a defensive stop.
Minute 40 remaining in the third.
There he is.
Swanson, I should say, has it knocked away from him by Lee. Quickly ahead to Lee from Watkins. Thought about the three. Shake and bake move into the lane. Kicks it across the lane to Vandenberg. Backs out beyond the arc. Now he's going to get in the lane to Applegate. Near corner to Riley. Riley drives baseline, kicks it out to Watkins with 1:15. Watkins in direct traffic and set it up, standing on the logo at midcourt. Dribbles right side. Lee on one bounce, splits a double team to the hole. Up and in. They're going to say no. He got fouled on the ground.
That's good.
Got fouled on the floor, no shot. Foul on Camden Kazel. It'll stay with West Burlington.
Evan Lee's come off the bench, giving these guys some energy.
Lee to inbound, gets it out to Applegate. Long three on the way. Good!
Get a stop.
Austin Applegate with seven, and it's 45-37.
Get a stop.
It's an 8-0 run for West Burlington to cut it to eight. Porter guarded by Watkins to Donaldson. 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Donaldson tried to respond with a three of his own. Air ball too long. Rebound Applegate with 40. Watkins will push it ahead for West Burlington. Trying to get around Kazel. Pushes off. Step back. 17-footer is good. Mason Watkins with 14. It's a six-point game at 45-39, and it's a 10-0 run.
Keep this defensive. One more defensive stop. No fouls.
Coach Porter tells Blaze Porter to hold for one shot. 14 seconds. Swanson step back. Good. Devin Swanson almost traveled. Instead hit a shot, and it's 47-39. 6 seconds. Long three on the way by Jack Riley is good. 2 seconds.
Got
1 second. That'll do it for the third quarter. Jack Riley now with 11 points. West Burlington closes the third quarter on a 13-2 run. And going to quarter number four, it's West Burlington trailing New London by the score of 47-42. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
New London leading by five. We'll get the basketball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. Hold on to those radios, West Burlington and New London fans. It's going to be a fun 8 minutes. Benjamin plays catch with Porter. Porter now dribbles top of the key. Step back. Passes to Riley. Now a long three on the way by Swanson. Too short. Rebound Vandenberg. Kicks it out to Watkins. West Burlington can cut it to three, if not two, with a long one. Vandenberg, he'll try a long one. No good. Too quick. You're shaking your head. I get it. Buddy, come up with a rebound.
Okay, good
Aiden Vandenberg hustle rebound. The rebound that Austin Applegate was fighting for went between Applegate's legs. Vandenberg was there, and the layup's good. It's 47-44.
Got to have the boards on this end.
Schulte to Porter. Porter double team, tries to drive baseline. He's going to get bailed out. Well, here's the thing. Underneath official said he stepped on the baseline. The trail official called a foul. Now they're going to talk, and they're going to say it's a foul on Jace Figueroa. I'll guarantee it. That's why they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Nope, they're going to call it on. Yeah, it is Jace Figueroa. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So they're going to say the reason Porter stepped on the baseline was because he was pushed by Figueroa. That's his third.
Wasn't a whole lot of discussion on that.
Lob pass to Benjamin from out of bounds. Missed the
shot.
Good. Rebound Figueroa.
That's
West
what you got.
Burlington can cut it to one or tie.
That's what you have to do. You have to crash the glass, and that's what they've done.
Watkins guarded by Benjamin. Bounce pass to Vandenberg. Drives into the lane. Little runner off the glass is good. Wasn't pretty. Not going to tell you it was pretty, but it's 47-46. It's a 17-2 run to cut it to one. 6.5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Swanson almost had it taken away. Jump ball going to go to West Burlington. Watkins and Figueroa teamed up on Swanson.
I said get the lead down 8 to 10 points and you give yourself a chance. Here it goes.
How about one?
I'll take it.
6:20 remaining in the ball game. Watkins gets a screen at the top of the key. Between his legs, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Figueroa, gets a screen from Vandenberg. Hasn't dribbled yet, gets it to Vandenberg around Porter. Stop. Jumper is good. It's a 1-point lead at 48-47 for New London, and the run is 18-2. Check that, 19-2.
First foul on Mason there. He got a little aggressive on the reach. I don't see a problem with it, though.
And a timeout taken by New London. Full timeout. Coach Porter wants 60. We'll take 30. 5:59 remaining. West Burlington with its first lead since it was 14-12. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Back here at West Burlington High School, 48-47, Falcons on top for the first time since the first quarter.
I think I'm interested to see how New London comes out of this timeout. West Burlington has all the momentum right now. New London comes in as a leader in the division, getting votes to be ranked, and West Burlington's getting in the business.
It was 45-29. Since then, it's 19-2 in favor of West Burlington. And the Falcons lead 48-47. Just inside, 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Here's a throwaway. Riley with an interception. Going to take it coast to coast, but missed the layup. Rebound, Benjamin.
Got a little, going a little too fast.
Kicks it to Porter. Porter will push it. Spin move into the lane around Vandenberg. Too strong. Rebound, Figueroa. And they're going to call a foul on New London, I believe, on Porter. Nope, they're going to call it on, who is it? Looked like he put up 24. Devin Swanson with the foul. His second. Third. I always miss fouls. 5.5 remaining.
If you stay with what works here, get the ball inside. You don't need the threes.
Watkins and Figueroa playing catch out near midcourt as Benjamin running the point on a little corner pressure. 1-3-1. Riley around the defender. Streaks to the hole. Missed the bunny. Rebound pulled down by Riley. Riley to Porter. Quickly ahead to Schulte. He'll try a three to take the lead back, and he hits it. Cooper Schulte with 11. New London back on top with the first 3 points of the fourth quarter, and it's 50-48. 4:50 remaining. Watkins, near corner Applegate. He'll try to respond with a three of his own. No good. Rebound Swanson. Jace Figueroa just picked up his fourth foul.
It's going to be number four on Jace.
.444 remaining, and in comes the spark plug, Evan Lee. Lee came in, and all he did in his minute and a half was hit a three and create a couple of turnovers.
Not a bad sub at this point.
So Blaze Porter picked up at midcourt by Watkins. Gets around Mason. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Torin Riley for three.
Gotta
no good. Rebound Porter. Put back is good, and he got fouled by Lee. Porter now with 11. Lee's first foul. It's 52-48. Porter at the line to try and get the conventional three-point play.
And Blaze just went and got that one. He just went and got it.
Free throw is good. It's now a five-point lead for New London.
Once again, a good shot, and you're battling.
4:20 remaining. Watkins to Lee. Back to Watkins. Top of the key. Gets a screen from Vanderbrook. Kicks it out to Applegate. Applegate drives baseline. Back out to Watkins. Top of the key to Vanderbrook. Picked up by Benjamin. To Lee. To Riley. Back to Lee. He'll try a long three. No good. Rebound Swanson. Now they're settling for the jumpers again, and they're not falling. Porter now with 3:50 across the timeline. Gets around Watkins. Finds Swanson right in the lane. Easy layup, and it's 55-48. Just like that, it's a seven-point advantage for New London coming out of the timeout.
Blaze got 12 points in this game. But this fourth quarter, you've seen him kind of take control.
Lee drives left of the lane, kicks it out to Riley. Too short on a 25-footer. Rebound Riley. 3:20 remaining. Porter at midcourt.
He's going to have his hands in this one, too.
Tries to shake. No look pass to Benjamin. Jump stop in the lane. Got it to fall. Cade Benjamin. The shot thought about staying out. Instead, it fell through. Back up to a nine-point lead. It's a 10-0 run for New London with 3:10 remaining. And John Vandenberg wants to talk things over. He wants 60. We'll take 30. 57-48, New London has reclaimed control with just over 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete.
Yeah, that's fine.
We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at West Burlington High School, and I just got a text from my wife. Are you into the Wordle?
What?
The Wordle app?
No.
It's not an app, but it's a website. It's this word game where you have to come up with a five-letter word and six guesses or less based on the guesses that you've made. I'll explain it to you later. She got it in two guesses, so I think she thinks she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ran out of time. I was going to send her a snarky gif. So back here at West Burlington, just over 3 minutes remaining. Falcons have to find a way to make one last run, trailing by nine. Took a 48-47 lead, but since then have seen New London score 10 in a row. Here's Lee driving left baseline, up and off the glass is good. Evan Lee with five off the bench, and it's 57-50.
Just provided a spark. Now we got to hold him on this end.
Porter with a jumper right of the lane from 15, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Cade Benjamin. It will go to West Burlington, trailing by seven, now with 2:40 remaining.
Once again, you're down seven. I try to get the ball inside, try to get a layup.
Lee across the timeline gets a screen from Vandenberg, top of the key. Far side Riley to Vandenberg. Guarded by Benjamin. Finds Lee. left of the hoop. Goes out beyond the arc. Gets a screen from Vandenberg. Thought about the three instead to Vandenberg in the far corner. He will take the three. Too short. Follows his shot. Got the rebound. Put it up. Too strong. Rebound Swanson. Wow. And a frustration foul by Hayden Vandenberg.
Good hustle play by Hayden, but
2:16 remaining. That is the 8th team foul on West Burlington. That'll send Devin Swanson to the line to shoot one of the bonus.
Similar to what we saw in that last game, Scott, if you look at the total fouls, West Burlington with 8, New London with 2. It's tough Swanson. to get to the line when you shoot jumpers.
Swanson rattles the first one home. He's got 15, and it's 58-50. Second one, also good. Back up to a 9-point advantage at 59-50. 2:12 remaining. Figueroa, top of the key. Around a screen, shakes a defender, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Vandenberg, across the defense to Riley, tries to drive baseline, stopped, and knocked out of his hands, out of bounds by Cooper Schulte. Riley to inbound. Underneath the hoop, baseline, gets it to Figueroa. Figueroa trying to shake Benjamin, can't do it. Gets a screen from Vandenberg, crossover. Thought about the fadeaway, now he's going to lean in, try and do a running. And he got fouled by Benjamin, I believe. They're going to call it on Cade Benjamin, just his first.
Nothing better than scoring when the clock is stopped.
Jace will go to the line to shoot 2 with a 1:51 remaining.
I always wanted to get the fouls even. I didn't like it. Let's just say that we're under 30 seconds left in this game and it's a 1-point ball game. New London can foul 3 more times before they get to before they even attempt a free throw.
So they can be ultra aggressive defensively while you're trying to create offense.
Yep.
Figueroa misses the first one, hits the second one, 59-51. Figueroa now with 8. Porter guarded by Lee. Brings it across the timeline with 1:43. Gets a screen from Benjamin. Drives right baseline. Kicks it out to Benjamin. 15-footer on the way. Rattled it home, did Cade Benjamin. He's got 8. Back up to a 10-point advantage at 61-51. Figueroa trying to get to the hole. Stop and pop. Falls to the floor. Gets fouled by Camden Kazel. Count the hoop. Figueroa the line to try and convert the 3-point play.
Coach Porter didn't agree with the call. I think it was good. The basket. He didn't agree with the basket being good.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how many coaches look at a foul? Hey, that was a good one. I'll give you that one. 11 for Figueroa after the free throw, 61-54. 1:22. Porter really wanted to sell that double dribble, got away with it, and got fouled instead. Yeah, I agree with Jace right there. I thought Blaze touched it with both his hands. Instead, he got fouled by Evan Lee. Jack Riley checks back in for Lee.
Blaze kind of taking over his fourth quarter. He's handling the ball. He's distributing. He's probably got 3 or 4 assists in this quarter alone.
Rattles the first one home, 62-54. It's going to be a free throw game from here on out for New London. Second one on the way. That one goes through as well. He's got 14. It's a 9-point advantage with 1:15 remaining. Applegate, Riley. Top of the key, Watkins. Long 3 on the way. No good, too long. Rebound kicks out to Schulte. Time starting to slip away for West Burlington. Schulte to Kazel to Porter. Near midcourt to Schulte. He'll get fouled by Riley. That'll send Schulte to the line now for 2 as New London's in the double bonus.
Well, they're going to come up short, but like I said, you get it down to 8-10 points going into the fourth. You gave yourself an opportunity, and I think New London just flexed a little bit, came back with a storm of their own, and I think that's going to be the difference.
First one is no good. Second one goes through. Cooper Schulte now with 12, and full timeout taken on the floor. We'll take it as well for the final time probably tonight. 54 and a half seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point advantage, 64-54 in favor of New London. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
But it's not in the right spot. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My wife got it on this. Oh, hey, back here at West Burlington, I was trying to explain Wordle to Brad Honig. It's the new thing. You know, it's not
I'm
an
out
app.
Of touch.
It's just a free game on the internet.
I'm out of touch.
Yeah. So go type in Wordle. You'll be. It's and the thing is, it's only once a day. You only get one word a day. Oh, back to action. 50 seconds, 10-point lead for New London. Vandenberg thought about the three instead, between the circles to Figueroa. Figueroa guarded by Benjamin, can't get a shot off. He'll dribble left of the lane, kicks it out to Riley. He'll try the long three, rattles it home.
Okay.
Jack Riley with 14. The lead is 7 now, 64-57.
Not going away. That's what I enjoy watching. I like watching this team. They get after it. They're not going to quit. So, I mean, I've had a lot of fun watching this group just play this year.
Well, and you can get yourself back in ball games if you start hitting those shots that you were missing to cause you to fall behind by 16,
right,
or by 10.
Yep.
And you can get back in ball games fairly quickly. I mean, that the quickness with which New London has taken this 10 and now 7-point lead back is as impressive as it was to see West Burlington,
right,
cut that 46-29 down completely and take a 48-47 lead. I mean, it was just, it didn't even seem little by little. It was a chunk here and then another chunk. And all of a sudden, West Burlington was leading. And sometimes you get in those situations, you wonder the energy expended just to get back in the game.
That's part of it, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You don't have any gas left in the tank to finish the deal. So Devin Swanson to inbound. Guarded underneath the zone hoop by Austin Applegate. He'll get a bounce pass to Kazel. Kazel's going to be fouled immediately by either Applegate or Mason Watkins. We'll see who they give it to. It'll be on Applegate. That is the third on Austin. That'll send Camden Kazel to the line to shoot two.
72%.
Well, and this is where
you got to get a body.
Well, and things get a little tight. You outscore your opponents by an average of 19.5. How many of those 72% have been shot in tight late-game situations? First missed, second is made. 8-point lead, 65-57.
He stepped out.
Evan Lee stepped on the sideline.
He'll learn. Freshman? It's awful.
So turnover for West Burlington gives it right back to New London. 31.4 seconds remaining. They're going to send Kazel right back to the line as he's fouled by Watkins this time. Second on Mason with 30 seconds even remaining. First one rattles home. Second free throw for him of the night. He's got those 2 points, and it's 66-57. Second one is good. 67-57. Figueroa top of the key. Going to back it out and gets it to Applegate. Back to Figueroa. He'll take a 23-footer. No good. Rebound fought for by Vandenberg and Swanson. They're going to call a jump ball, alternate possession to New London.
Strange jump ball. Kid about ended up in the bleachers.
Swanson, I think West Burlington just content to let clock run out. Swanson will go coast to coast. He'll say, all right, you give me the two, I'll take it. He's got 18, 69-57. This will end up a double-digit game, but it was much closer than that as a long three by Watkins rims out. Rebound pulled down by Vandenberg, but they're going to say Figueroa committed a foul, which means he's going to foul out with 11 points. He'll be replaced by Jack Riley.
Yeah, good effort. Unfortunately, their winning streak's going to come to a close. But once again, they played this team tough two times this season, so it's got to give them a little bit of confidence moving forward. And we haven't talked about it a whole lot, but they're without 16 points a game tonight with Brady not being around. So that's – and their coaching staff. So good effort.
Porter makes one of two. Vandenberg pads his stats with a rebound, but that'll do it for tonight's doubleheader. West Burlington wins the girls' game 82-46. West Burlington cannot hold on after rallying back to take a fourth-quarter lead. And they lose 70-57 to one of the top 15 teams in the state of Iowa, the co-leader of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference's South Division. Pending the result of tonight's Danville game at home against Holy Trinity, the Tigers now improve to 12-1 overall, 11-1 in conference play. West Burlington drops to 8-7 and 8-5. We're going to step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll wrap these two games up in a nice little bow and send it home. West Burlington again in the boys' game. Losers to New London by the score of 70-57. Back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Scott Mason.
Back here at West Burlington High School, where there was a split tonight. West Burlington wins the girls' game 82-46. New London rebounds and takes the boys' game by the score of 70-57 in a game that was a 13-point final, but really was much closer given the number of runs back and forth. In all honesty, New London probably controlled the game more than West Burlington did, but you have to give West Burlington a lot of credit for being down 16, finding a way to take a lead early in the fourth quarter. And as I said, perhaps it was just they didn't have enough left in the tank.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think the first 5 minutes, 6 minutes of the game, West Burlington was there. They had the momentum. Then probably mid to towards the end of the third, four-minute mark of the third quarter, West Burlington snatched it back when they went on their run. And then fourth quarter, it was obvious. I mean, that's what an experienced team does, and that's what New London has. And Bryant has some kids on that team that play a high level of basketball. And they don't get spooked when a team goes on a 19-2 run such as West Burlington did. So, yeah, I would agree with what you said.
Well, it was a game of runs. This game was 9-8 in favor of West Burlington when, on consecutive possessions, the Falcons would extend that lead to 14-8. But at the tail end of the first quarter, for the first 6.5 minutes of the second quarter, the Falcons would go scoreless. In the meantime, New London would reel off 16 in a row to take a 10-point lead for the first time at 24-14. They would lead by 9 going into the locker room at halftime by the score of 28-19 and would ultimately expand that lead to 45-29, outscoring West Burlington 17-10 in the early and middle stages of the third quarter. But as you said, Brad, the final part, probably 2.5, 3 minutes of the third quarter, in the opening 2 minutes of, say, the fourth quarter, West Burlington goes on a torrid 19-2 run. They take a one-point lead at 48-47. But then New London hits a three, takes the lead back at 50-48. From there, they outscore West Burlington the rest of the way, 20-9, to find a way to win by 13. And as you said, that's what championship teams do. And this is a team that is setting itself up. As you look at their schedule, they have a game left with Danville. It will be in New London. So in a game where Danville has already lost, that is the one loss for the Bears in division, this becomes, I'm not going to say it was a lose and you're done game, because you'd have a tiebreaker if you win and get a sweep, but you like to be in that position where you're not having to win to claim a co-conference championship. You're still in a position where it's a winner-take-all when you play the Bears here in a couple of games.
Well, they're definitely built for it, and their experience. Danville's tough. I watched West Burlington play Danville. I want to say it's probably one of the first game or two of the year. I haven't seen them since, but I understand they're doing very well. But New London's built. They've been in these games before. They've been to the state tournament. Bryant's taking a team up there. I might have to hit that one. I might have to go to New London and Danville. I'm sure my son will be interested in checking that one out.
So that'll do it from West Burlington High School. Brad and I will actually be back at it next Friday night. Not this Friday, next Friday. We'll be coming at you from Burlington High School as the Greyhounds will take on Washington that night. That'll be a good one, and just an opportunity to get some high school basketball on the radio as we approach tournament time on the girls' side here in about 3 weeks, on the boys' side in about 4. Look for mid-February. Pairing should come out here very quickly for both the boys and the girls, but a split again tonight as West Burlington girls. They defeat New London by the score of 82-46. The boys, New London 70, West Burlington 57. New London boys are now 12-1 overall, 11-1. Again, at least a tie assured after tonight in the South Division. West Burlington drops to 8-7 and 8-5 on the girls' side. West Burlington now 11-5 and 9-4 in the division. New London still winless at 0-18 and 0-10. Got some thank yous. Thanks to Chris back in the studio for getting us in and out of breaks as well as you did. We appreciate all your hard work tonight. Want to say thank you to Brad on late notice. Coming out tonight,
it.
And I've already roped you into a week from Friday.
Yeah.
And here, there we go. Fist bump. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I haven't been out to Burlington. I've been talking about it, so now I got an invite. invite to go out, so I'll go out back out and check it out.
I know. You go as a radio guy, it's free.
It's even better.
Yeah. And that will be boys only. No girl-boy doubleheader that night. That will just be boys only. So look for that tip sometime between 7 and 7:30 again a week from this coming Friday night. Want to thank our sponsors who let us bring you high school basketball on KBUR, Danville Bank, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Garden Center, Courtesy Door, Standard, Pizza Ranch, Bob Dodds Insurance, and Reinschmitz Flooring America. Want to say thank you to everybody out there in listening land. Hope you had as much fun listening tonight to these two games as we did bringing them to you. And most importantly, want to say thank you to my wife, Kelly, my son, Ian, and my daughter, Aubrey, for letting me do this, you know, for 9 Fridays during the fall and every so often during the winter. I know you like me at home, but I like you letting me get out of the house every so often. Once again, your final scores tonight on the girls' side, 82-46, West Burlington over New London. On the boys' side, 70-57, the Tigers avenge the girls. For Brad Hogig. For Brad Honig, a guy I've known for 35 years and just called Brad Hogan, Brad Honig, I'm Scott Mason. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KBUR. We'll talk to you next Friday night. Until then, have a great week and a half. And so long from West Burlington.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Reinschmitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.